Hey, what's poppin'? We are live in the DealsInTheD.com studios. We're live on Facebook?
We will be.
Okay. And here in the DealsInTheD.com studios, it is the Wednesday show with me, Mark, Maz, Joey. Is Brandon coming?
I believe so.
He's coming in now.
Will there be music when Brandon shows up? Yesterday,
no.
There was not.
No, there won't be.
There's no more pomp and circumstance for him?
At least there'll be consistency. There'll be no music all the time. We couldn't get music all the time.
I really try to have him just Cena on in. And the music just raises awareness.
I thought it was good to raise awareness for Brandon. He's a relatively new member of the show.
Music.
It's his first day.
He's had a lot of first days. And we have Johnny Waite. Johnny Waite.
Right there.
Johnny Waite of the Babies. He later had solo success and went on to have a number one hit with When I See You Smile with the band Modern English featuring that man, Neil Sean, on guitar.
Ha ha, your game is way on, baby.
What's his best solo song?
Missing You.
Missing You.
Yeah, that's his biggest hit, period. He hit it with Alison Krauss doing that, too.
He's going to be at the Bag.
Yeah, Magic Bag.
Sunday.
Sunday night, May 27th, this Sunday night. And I was looking at some of his performances. He still sounds great. Really does. And I think he plays all his hits, too.
You're going to go, aren't you?
Cool covers. Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
Good.
I believe I'll be coming in now. So, Mr. John Waite in 15 minutes and getting started today. Right off the bat, we were just looking for the Miss USA pageant. It's funny, we used to always watch that.
It used to be on a weekend.
It was on Sunday night, typically, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why was that on last night?
I don't know. They sneak it in now.
Did they even promote it?
No.
What network was it on?
Fox.
Really?
Fox had that on?
No clue.
I had no idea.
Not that I would have watched it, but it's kind of nice. Once in a while, to tune it in and see the bathing suits.
When I got home, I turned it on, and it was the last half hour, which is really the only half hour we care about.
Well, the Q&A is
exactly.
Huge.
You don't like the bathing suit competition?
I don't know.
Meh.
There's porn online.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to Dog Fart and get better things than that.
Well, I still like it.
I mean, I don't dislike it.
You wouldn't turn away
it's
from
better
it,
better
right?
than the talent competition.
That's for sure.
But the Q&A is always the best part, by a mile. So much pressure, such intensity. Anyway, we're looking at digging the questions up as we speak. I would like to get the audio. Do we have the audio from the McDonald's workers? Because I thought they had a great chant today. We love it when anyone chants for something. And let's face it, the McDonald's cause, the workers that want $15, is one thing that I think anyone can get behind because it's been so, I think they've made the case so well. They want more money.
Mm-hmm. They deserve it.
It has nothing to do with doing a great job or working hard. They just want more money.
Now, this was their
honest about it.
They think they deserve it.
This was their previous chant.
We sweat. Put 15 on our check.
Pretty catchy.
I mean,
Do they sweat on the burgers?
They don't sweat.
Do they sweat on the burgers?
Hey, no way.
By the way, they shorted me a cheeseburger last night.
They did?
Drive-thru. They always short me. They're so not worth $15 at the McDonald's that I go to.
I think I know which one it is, and I would agree with that assessment.
They fuck me every time
at that
drive-thru.
You know what's funny? Last time I was there, the drive-thru line was a mile long, so I'm like, I'm just going to go inside. Maybe it'll be faster.
No,
it actually was.
It was?
Was it really?
Yeah. Usually they don't pay attention to you.
Usually they're obsessed with the drive-thru. The actual customers don't give a shit.
My conversation.
Swarm!
My conversation with the guy working the counter was this. May I take your order? I told him my order, and he goes, looks at his manager, goes, man, I get off in 20 minutes. I'm not doing that. I have no idea what they were talking about.
That is great.
He goes, you're off in 20? He goes, I thought you were going to sit. I don't know why you thought that. That was the conversation.
What's the last line? We work, we sweat.
Put 15 on our check.
Put 15 on our check. Okay, the new chant.
We sweat. Put 15 on our check.
15, but that doesn't get you $15. They put 15 on your check. Doesn't mean anything.
Now, where is this? That where was that chant again?
That was here. That was in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Good. Now, the new chant, though, is a little more creative because they put McDonald's in the chant twice, but it's really hard to get McDonald's. They have too many syllables, I think.
We can see the freedom.
McDonald's, McDonald's, you can't hide, we can see your greed inside.
Oh, yeah.
You thought that out.
Good one.
They decide to rhyme with inside and hide.
Yes.
That was their word. The key word was inside.
Who comes up with this stuff? McDonald's, McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's, McDonald's is a terrible chant.
Now, was that a Detroit one, too?
No, that was at the headquarters in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Yes.
I'm interested what Detroit's going to come back with now. That's what I want to know.
They've had a few. They've had a few different $15 chants in Detroit. Detroit's been very instrumental. People in Detroit really want more money.
McDonald's also got hit with a sexual harassment lawsuit today, too, from workers. But that's a little tricky because it's at franchisees, so I don't, who knows.
Was it Ronald McDonald again?
Yeah, totally.
It was him?
Yeah.
Well, the last time they did a big story on it here was when the thing, and this put me off a little bit. They had a woman, and she said she has three children, and she can't raise them on what McDonald's pays her.
You're not supposed
to. I never thought that I would have three kids and then figure out that McDonald's was the best job I could get.
Correct.
Doesn't that seem like poor planning?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she wasn't. She wasn't thinking.
I don't think she did a lot of family planning.
No.
I really would think that you would want more skills if you're going to have three kids and have to raise them on your own.
Can you get 40 hours at McDonald's?
An extra $250 in my paycheck.
if you're not a manager, Mark, can you get 40 hours? Do they give you 40 hours?
Yeah, why not? I used to work 40 hours, and I wasn't a manager.
Regular, yeah.
I mean, cashiers. I don't know about now, but yeah. Whatever you want.
What do you call the kitchen staff?
It's
grill, cashiers.
Grill.
Okay.
Counter or grill.
Counter
once again,
or grill.
This is years ago when I worked there.
I tell you, I have a real problem with grill people. I had cold French fries last night.
That's almost impossible.
Such bullshit.
You know, it's funny. You
literally almost impossible.
You bring.
I know.
Yeah.
They must have been sitting there for an hour.
Probably.
It sucks.
How does that happen at a McDonald's?
I'm very down on McDonald's $15 wage. Okay. I don't think they're earning it.
What do they need to do for you to get that $15?
Well, giving me my full order would be
a help. That's
that would
a help.
Be a start.
St. Clair Shores is well, I just won't say much about the one by my house. It's one of,
is that the one on 8 Mile?
9 Mile. It's one of the worst.
By the highway there?
Yeah.
Is it by an empty shopping center?
There's one past that empty shopping center, and then there's one closer to
Jefferson. The one at the empty shopping center is terrible.
Yeah, they're both bad,
atrocious.
Mark. They're both on 9 Mile.
Not by me,
terrible.
I have great ones. One on Woodward's phenomenal.
I love McDonald's. I mean, don't get the idea I don't love McDonald's. I'm just really...
The one in
I don't believe fast food workers are worth $15.
The one in Holly is great. And I even always tell them, you guys are doing a great job. But I'm comparing them to the St. Clair Shore shop.
Well, I got to
tell
you.
Always happy to hear from
you. Remember how excited I was to find Hardee's on my trip home from St. Louis? And they gave me the worst warmed over cheeseburgers. Oh. I was shocked. Somebody should have been shot.
All right, now what was Hardee's?
Okay?
What was Hardee's prior to Hardee's?
I don't know.
Can anyone know?
Was it Arby's?
I don't know. Before Hardee's was
Carl's?
Hardee's.
No.
It was called. And
Carl's
it was
Junior's.
The only reason I know this is from Mad Men.
It wasn't Burger Chef, was it?
Yes.
It was?
Burger Chef?
Yes. I used to love Burger Chef.
Burger Chef
kid
is Hardee's.
They gave me
I've never heard of a Burger
really?
Chef.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Until I saw Mad Men. I thought maybe they turned into Burger King, but I was wrong.
No.
It was right. Hardee.
Are you okay?
Let me tell you about Zott's famous spring fling. It's been a long cold winter in Holly, evidenced by Maz's upset with all the shoveling and all the nor'easters that came blowing.
And all the part-time
there.
Work I've been doing.
Yeah, the part-time work.
Am I back on full-time?
You're back on full-time
Thank
is what
you.
I understand.
I am there, yes.
Full-time status.
I am there.
And is there anything, any excitement at the end of the month?
Well, we're trying. We got till next Thursday, which is the end of May. So we really probably, they usually give us a day to bump. So we usually have till next Friday. And till next Friday, I got this great deal for everyone. We're going to give you $2,500 or more for your trade-in. Doesn't matter how you get it there. Just get it to me. If it doesn't run, if you have to push it, if you have to pull it, if you have to tow it, we're going to give you $2,500 or more for your trade until June 1st, even if it's a POS and it doesn't run.
Really?
Yes. As long as you get it to me.
Okay.
We're going to give you, Gabara and Anthony told me that today.
Wow.
$2,500 or more
for
your trade.
Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
We're going to take care of you. You got till next Friday, so let's get moving.
I hope it gets you on your two-a-days.
Oh, my God. I am, I'm like next to last right now.
What is it with you at the end of every month you're scrambling to make it?
And I'm like Seabiscuit. What can I tell you?
You have an outrageous last week, and somehow you pull it off.
Oh, we'll see.
Maybe the worst negotiator I've ever seen.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing people again.
Well, I don't know when the last time you didn't waive a commission was. I mean, that's crazy.
I know. I'm dying to waive a commission. I'm dying to it.
To get this party started, Zot Ford is a sign-and-drive lease on select new 18 Ford Escapes, the all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month, zero cash due, or they drop the price on select 18 Ford F-150 Super Cabs, 4x4s, almost $13,000, 30% off the F-150, plus $2,500 if you can get your car there, get your used car there, $2,500. Did you say or more?
Wow. Just get there. Get there.
See the scalding deals of massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr.
I'm only 9 years old. I ain't got no license, but I still drive this sports car, bitch.
Wow, I wonder if she'll turn that in, maybe.
Why don't you sell a car to her?
She could buy cash.
Yeah, she just pays cash. She actually makes it rain when she pays.
Oh, I'll take it. She could rain right on me.
Somebody has outtakes of her on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah, being told what to say. As if we didn't know that.
I'm shocked.
As if she was real. I just talked to Dr. Roche on the phone, and there was a breast survey. He's doing great.
Good.
Doing great. There was a breast survey in the New York Post. What do you think is the highest percentage? What cup size do you think is the most set? C, number one. Did you read it?
No.
39% of C cup women are happy with their breasts.
Yeah.
37% of double D. And D, what's wrong with the double D's and D's?
Nothing wrong, but you know, you might get a backache or something. Who knows?
Oh, bullshit. That's an old wives' tale.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
I was always a C student, so that's why I went for
C. It's worth the backache. They know it. Come on. Don't be fooled by that.
I wasn't. I wasn't a B.
But that's amazing that 63% of women with D cups would be bummed out.
Why are they bummed?
It's hard to believe.
Not big enough.
I'm not bummed.
Yeah, maybe not big enough.
Totally not bummed.
But anyway, the reason I was talking to him was because
they look too good. That's their other complaint.
Yeah, they just look too good. They get too much attention. Exactly. People don't look them in the face. Anyway, what was the point? Oh, 18% of women in the survey said they would like to have surgery.
Survey said.
Yeah, so anyway, 6 free zona treatments with any breast augmentation. Boating season's right around the corner. Fill out that bathing suit and slim down your waist with the 6 free zona treatments. Burn that fat with a laser. Or they have the 9 laser treatments, and your friend gets 9 free, or your friend, the loser, pays for the 9 treatments, and you get 9 for free, or $250 off of Body Tight. And they do, you know, we were talking about, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or not, girls are getting injections in their nipples to make them bigger.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Their nipples?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, to make them.
You want
to
be like Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah. Well, some of those people must be doing it, I assume. I mean, from some of the work I've seen.
So nipples are in?
In our research on dog fart.
Research.
There seem to be our some
horrifying
amazing nipples
research
out there. Yeah, they inject Juvederm.
Really? Do they want it? They must like that nipple through the clothing look?
I guess so. Yeah, right. Kylie Jenner was doing it, apparently.
Nice.
That's what brought it up.
Remember Farrah's red bathing suit?
Discourage that.
Yeah. Remember the Farrah red bathing suit?
Yeah. Everybody had
with
that
the nips. Farrah's red bathing suit poster.
Yeah.
So that up in my they'll room. Even do that. I you know, I'm not sure this is something that's very common. He said they do it occasionally. He did it with Juvederm for some girl, and she was very happy. But
wow.
Good. Anyway,
as long as she's happy.
He's got it made.
She's nipples, man.
Dr. Yeah, Rose has got it made.
That was the patient. He's got it made. 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, if you want to consult in any of those things, or go to www.droche. Look at the great picture.
I had a customer come in yesterday and said he was going to check out Dr. Rose soon for his turkey neck. I'm like, you don't have that bad of a turkey neck. Well, he's like, well, I want to take care of myself.
He's taking business away from Roche by telling me he doesn't. She should be like, yeah, it's terrible. Go take care of that right away.
He's doing it.
People that are talking about it, well, they eventually probably get around to
same
it.
Same guy's going to Yale, though, tomorrow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. What a Gordon Glidden.
What a consumer. Oh.
Yep. Wish him the best of luck.
It's the way we had to bleep his name.
Oh, you do? Okay. Beep his name. Bleep his name, then. Sorry, G.
It's Gordon, by the way.
Too bad that's all being bleeped.
G-G-G. That's his full name. Three G's.
Triple G?
He's a triple
boxer?
Yep. Hey, Brandon.
Oh, Brandon has music now?
Well, yeah, you guilted me into it.
Well, too bad we didn't have any yesterday. It's again the inconsistent music policy with Brandon.
It's a surprise. You never know.
1 minute away from Mr. John Waite, of formerly of the Babies.
You remember him from Babies fame.
That Man.
Right there.
Also with Modern English. Starring That Man, Neil Sean. The Babies had Jonathan Cain from Journey, and I think somebody else from Journey was in the Babies.
It's a nice little group. How about those Raspberries that we talked about last time, a couple times ago?
The '70s band. There were some great bands in the '70s. I got to say, you know who we could have had on, but I feel a little funny about it. They had two versions of Sweet running around.
Yeah,
Ballroom Blitz,
Fox on the Run,
Fox on the Run. Yeah. Love is Like Oxygen.
Those were great songs.
But the lead singer's gone.
Who was it? You know,
I can't think of his name.
So he wasn't that popular.
Been dead a long time.
Right.
But the lead guitarist and the bass player have different versions of Sweet out there. Why wouldn't they be together?
They should be.
It was so dumb, I decided to turn down the interview. I just figured, I don't know, it just seems like...
It's pretty stupid.
Playing the Token Lounge. Maybe they were good, I don't know.
Not as long as they're silly.
Do you see Mike Tyson's coming to MGM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys working on getting him?
Of course.
Yeah. You're not?
Yeah. I already put in for him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We probably hurt each other by not telling each other these things, because if Trudy's putting in for him and I'm putting in for him with double dipping, it might not work out.
I think that would help us.
Okay, then.
They show how bad we want to have him on.
All right, then.
We've employed that a time or two.
While we're waiting for John, if you want to help, Kwame Kilpatrick, of course, has been cheated so badly by being imprisoned.
Very sad.
After doing such a great job as mayor, and as I went on the Free Kwame Project. And
that's quite a project.
They talk about all the charges against him and how he wasn't guilty of any of them. He didn't take any money from anyone. He doesn't owe the city any money. Now, there's not a lot of contrition there. I mean, that's the one downside, I would say, that he doesn't seem to
be. I want to tell you, Detroit, that you done set me up for a comeback.
Yeah, we could just get out. So they have Kwame T-shirts you can buy for $19.95.
There's weight.
Or you can give money to the GoFundMe. They're trying to raise $750,000.
Oh, yeah, they'll hit that.
Not sure
we're trying to get $7
million. All those appeals are exhausted. So what was that, just money for the family?
You got to believe it. I'm sure they'll pay taxes.
Any Johnny Waite music? Right?
Well, yeah, what do you want?
Some Babies.
Me Missing You.
Missing You, probably. Or Babies.
Isn't it?
Well, that was a backtrack, Tom. You said the Babies, and now we're Missing You.
I love Missing You is my favorite song.
Missing You is a great song.
My favorite, one of my favorite songs, still.
Of all time?
Yeah, it's up there.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
It was number one in all the formats, and then had a country release. It was
what year was that?
It was 84, I think. Yeah. Well, John Waite is on the phone, I think.
Yeah. Water sample to researchers at
Arizona. Oh, what's going on?
State,
oh, my.
What happened?
Now my sling box decided to work.
Did I hear John Waite fighting through the phone line?
I'm trying. How you doing?
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
Oh, is this our phone, or is this... Are you on the road?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to Chicago.
Uh-oh.
He's in Chicago.
Brandon, you want to...
Can we call you back? Yeah. Or can you call us back?
We're missing you, John. We're missing you. He missed that. That was a good line,
Oh,
too.
Man, that was a great line. Repeat it when he calls back.
I will.
Get working into the conversation.
Is there any other lines I could throw at him?
Well, you could always say... Let's see. Isn't it time is an easy one to work in there?
I'm thoroughly convinced
you could be back on your feet again.
Let me see some baby stuff I got in here.
Babies were good.
There he is.
Oh, boy. Please don't sound like last time. Please, please.
It won't.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Because it worked last time
some
we
logic.
Had this issue.
We're going to have Brandon make the call. Is he sound okay?
Isn't
Hello?
It time?
There he is.
Are you back on your feet again, John?
I wasn't missing you at all, but
he did catch
you. You stole this joke even
Thank
better.
Thank you, John.
You know, that's what I like about that song. What a huge hit that is. And that's what I like about it, the I Ain't Missing You and the, you know, the, and yeah, of course. Of course you're missing her, but.
Yeah, it's a twist. It's a twist in the song, yeah.
Did you know when you wrote that, did you have any idea it was going to be that big?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Really?
I did. And not on the scale it turned out, but I knew it was number one. You just know when you write those songs, you know, some songs just say, yep, you did it. You know, it's kind of like you arrived. And it was like the first time I really felt like it.
That's great.
Well, you've straddled that boundary between rock and pop and had success in both, and that song is just like the perfect pop song. I can't think of many that I would think would be a better, more perfect pop song, honestly. I don't mean that in a bad way at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a very simple melody. It's like a blues song, and it has a twist in the chorus. It's kind of an unlikely thing to be a hit, but the really good ones, I think, that they're, you know, if you can have a number one that's something that's unlikely, it seems to be, you know, worth doing. I mean, the people that can craft together a really great pop song or whatever, and it'll get to number one, but it's gone pretty quickly. The great thing about Missing You is just it always being there. It's like one of those moments that's happened and everybody remembers it, and, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that song ain't going away anytime soon. I just want to tell you, I was watching you perform it live in 84 or 85 on YouTube, and there was a lengthy keyboard intro before it, and I thought, I bet that keyboard intro is not going to be at the Magic Bag Sunday night. Just a feeling.
Well, it is quite a, yes. We don't use keyboards, actually.
Well, it was 85.
Yeah, I know. But we had Tommy Mandel. He was a tremendous keyboard player and an old friend of mine. But, yeah, happy times. Yeah, this is more like a plugged, unplugged show. It's the Wooden Heart Tour. We start off with a bunch of rock songs, and then we do like a couple of unplugged songs. It's sort of like an evening with. But last time we played the Magic Bag, they were swinging from the rafters. It was kind of like a full-on rock show. So I think we'll probably stick to that. You know,
John, do you ever do what Drew does and go on YouTube and just watch old performances from the 80s and 90s?
Well, no. If I go on YouTube, I might check out. He catches the performances the next day, and you go up on YouTube. I saw a whole lot of love or something, and it was great on YouTube. And I go, like, really? And then I go on YouTube, and I can't find it. So I'm not really that computer savvy. So I have no excuse. Hey, but I don't really look back.
Your Facebook page has some cool performances on there. It has you doing Rock and Roll, the Led Zeppelin song, recently.
Well, actually, that's Whole Lot of Love. We do
Whole Lot of Love. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's like by the time you get to the end of the show, there's not a lot of places to go, you know. So if you're going to do an encore, you're trying to do something that's like going to be a challenge, and it's kind of like it's kind of tongue in cheek. But we certainly give it a good singing too, you know.
Yeah, the crowd went absolutely apeshit because for a guy, I would think singers over 50 would not even touch that song, but you really nail it. I wonder if Robert Plant could even come close on that.
Well, Robert's a great guy, and he still sings the stuff. So I mean, I think that's his encore. At the moment when he's doing it, but he's got the right to do it.
Yeah,
he did it at the Albert Hall. He was playing a concert, and he was doing all this shape-shifted stuff, and then he finished off with Whole Lot of Love and Place with Us. But the set that we play is sort of veers through 40-odd years of music. So if you're going to finish an evening of that, you need something that's going to be, you know, larger than life. But I like seeing things that are challenging. That's half the stuff with the Wooden Heart stuff. You know, it isn't just like wheeling it out and doing, you know, a show that's the same every night. It changes every day, you know.
Do people cover, I was trying to think of people that have covered Missing You. I would think that would be a much covered song, but Tina Turner covered it, didn't she?
Tina Turner, yeah, she did a great version. Rod Stewart, I did it, a duet with Alison Krauss. That was pretty great. You know, it's one of those songs that every 3 or 4 years somebody has a crack at it, and it's nice to see it sort of change and morph into something else. You know, it's always nice to hear a singer. It was very flattering for Tina to do it, and Rod too. I was very touched by that. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I haven't heard Rod's version. We'll have to check that out.
It looks like Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, it's like disco version, you know.
Oh, really?
It sounds like Brooks and Dunn have covered it, and then maybe an electronic group has covered it. You don't have to say which one, but has there ever been a cover where you're just kind of like, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you know, like on YouTube, you're saying, you know, like, you know, this guy that's like, you know.
What is he doing? You know, he's ruining my song.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, what are you going to do? It's kind of like, you know. It's open season on Missing You.
Mark, see if you can find a cover
bad
of Missing You.
Cover of Missing You?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, we have a lot of fun looking for bad covers.
Really, you do?
We used to try to find the Beatles are hard to find on YouTube, and so I'm such a big Beatles fan, and Mark would screw with me by saying, hey, can you get, you've got to hide your love away, and he'd put some 13-year-old up, and I'm listening to it going, this is not the Beatles.
You know, it's the only band you can't cover, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, all girl groups seem to do things like that. They always, although I did hear Iggy Pop do a pretty great Michelle the other day.
Oh, really?
He's got an album called, he's got an album called Apri that a friend of mine produced, Hal.
Wow.
And, he does Michelle. But that's, like Iggy, you know, like really baritone, very touching. Yeah,
well, that
Iggy's
is
great.
If you told me Iggy Pop was covering a Beatles song, that might be the last one I would guess.
Well, it's a very sad record. I mean, a pre means after, you know, and Iggy's thinking about like throwing the towel in. And these are songs in French. And there's what's that song? Go where the sun is shining through the falling rain.
Oh.
Everybody's talking at me.
He does that as well.
Nilsson.
It's a really beautiful record, you know?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. A pre.
Joe Buck.
Well, now you were in Australia recently. Is that the first time you played in Australia?
Yeah, it was weird. It's taken me all this time to get down there, and they were kind of asking me on the national news and stuff, why is it taking you so long? And I didn't have an excuse. I mean, it's one of those things that you always want to do, and it's a huge thing to pack up that amount of equipment and take a band down there. I think we just lost the plot somewhere. But Bad English was very big. The Babies were big down there. I'd sold a lot of records down there, and it just never happened.
Yeah, the crowds looked crazy. I mean, like, they were really, really hungry for you.
It was a great time. I mean, we were really surprised by how well it went, and we're hoping to go back in January, play some festivals. So, you know, that was the Wooden Heart thing too. It's like a scaled down show, but it's like it rocks, you know. But we took that to Australia, and we're just playing like, you know, average sized places. But it worked, you know. It's the future. It's what I'm going to do, I think.
It's not a bad place to be in January either.
No, but it was nice. It was only a couple of months we were there, but it was. I mean, the Australians, man, you're they're great. Right? I mean. All right, mate, I kick your teeth in this damn fucking watch. You know what I mean? You know, Bluey. Followed by Bluey. You know, yeah. Can I get your hands on my fucking filly, you bastard? You know, I kick your fucking head in. That kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
Who the fuck it hell do you think you are, English bastard? You fucking fucking, I'll kick your fucking ass right out of the fucking kangaroo. That kind of thing, you know. But
do they mean it?
I have no idea what they were. I think they were trying to buy me a drink, you know.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like those are going to be some good drops on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Use them later, you know.
So
cool, dear. Fucking hell, you know what I like. Straight up. Cobber. The English twat. You know, that kind of thing. What's it going to be, mate? A point? You know, that kind of thing. Followed by a swift kicking.
Well, they probably drink a little bit down there, don't they?
Oh, man. It was all Tui's and Carlton, was it? Oh, man, great beer. We didn't drink any wine down there. It was all beer. It was great, you know.
Well, it looks like fun. I got to get there one of these years. They're not waiting for me, but I'm going to go anyway.
That's a long plane ride for you, Drew.
Yeah,
it's 15 hours. It's 15 hours, but I tell you, it's worth it. It's I was in business, so I kind of slept a lot the way, but then it's like, you know, it's a long one. But if you steel yourself, you know, it's worth the trip.
Hey, John,
it really is.
Do you do anything with Neil Sean anymore?
No, but we've been talking about doing something for months. And we were thinking about doing a record. And then I was sort of like, the Australian tour came up for me, and he went on the road with Journey. So we sort of ground to a swift halt. But we said we'd pick it back up again. So it's possible, you know, but I mean, this is the busiest year I've had, I mean, for a long time. We're playing nearly all the time. So it's hard to find a window to do it, and he's out on the road now, I think.
Yeah, probably hard to turn down those Journey dates, too. Those are probably pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And I saw you playing, you know, I want to go back to that that YouTube visit when you were playing Miss You. Earl Slick was playing guitar for you.
Yeah, he was, Earl Slick, yeah.
I didn't even know Earl Slick worked with you. Did you work with him for just a couple years?
No, it was about 2 months.
Oh, just the tour.
And then one day he got in the limo and disappeared. And it was time to say goodbye to Earl, you know.
Well, he's a great guitar player. It was just I was like, well, that looks like Earl Slick. And, you know, I've seen him with Bowie and a few other people. And,
yeah.
And he's
yeah, yeah.
What a great player.
No, he did well with Bowie. He played some great stuff.
And now you played with another guy from Journey too, didn't you? Jonathan Cain?
I played with him, yeah.
Was he in the Babies or no?
He was. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then Bad English too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like everybody knows everybody. You know?
Are you on good terms with him? Because I was reading an article about him, and he's like, John knows where I live. The Babies came back together.
Jesus, man. I don't know.
But
really,
it sounds like he's feuded with a couple people.
Apparently. But I'm...
Do you know where he lives?
You don't know where he lives?
Let me ask you this. Do you care where he lives?
I'm on my way to Chicago right now. And I'm actually in a van. And we got a gig. We played at the City Winery. Two gigs. We got two sold-out shows. So my life is pretty good right now, and I want to keep it on that tip.
Yeah, you seem like you're having a lot of fun, and I was glad to see you're coming back to the Magic Bag because I heard it went really well, and I want to go Sunday as well. And that is just a great venue. You know, it's not tiny, but it's not huge, and it just seems like a real raucous.
We haven't really seen an audience that raucous. You know, I mean, they sang every word and they were screaming and shouting. I've never seen that many people in such a sort of moderate space, you know.
That's got to make you feel good. That's got to make you feel good.
Well, you know, as long as you get the words right.
Oh, of course.
They were louder than me, but it was a nice neighborhood, too. It was kind of like a... But the Wooden Heart thing, we don't play giant places. It's like it's more like theaters and art centers and places like the Magic Bag and City Winery. You know, it's more an evening with, But it gets there, you know. It's pretty loud.
Are you going to play any Babies on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Drew's got some requests. Drew, what's your request here for Sunday?
Isn't it Time is my baby song.
Oh, we do Isn't It Time. Yeah, we do Isn't It Time. Every Time I Think of You. And we do Head First occasionally. We do Back on My Feet Again.
There you go.
So there's hits, you know, hits a go-go. You know, it's like everywhere you look, there's a hit. You know.
Yeah, I saw. Isn't It Time? You were playing it in Australia, and you had one female singer. Now with the Babies, you always had the multiple background singers, but I liked it with the one female backup. I thought that was a good sound.
She was Sarah McLeod. Sarah McLeod is like she was in the Super Jesus. She's like royalty down there. She's great. She opened the shows for us, played an acoustic set. But Sarah is a really serious singer. She's a great singer, and what a girl! You know, We all fell in love with Sarah. She's like just good stuff, you know? But, Sarah, you should check her out. Sarah McLeod. She's on iTunes.
I was looking at your set list, too, and not only the Whole Lot of Love, but you also cover Watchtower, All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, All Along the Watchtower, yeah.
How do you make it your own? how do you take that?
Very easily.
Yeah?
Very easily. I mean, you just like, we do it just with me and one guitar, and, the Dylan songs, you can really... They're open-ended, you know. It's like you step into a Dylan song, and it doesn't have a wall. You just sort of, like, step into it and keep going. Hmm. But it's always really great to pick a Dylan song, and that's serious stuff. That's like Leonardo or something, you know. It's like high art, you know. It really is, you know. Dylan is the top of the list.
A lot of people, everybody. It's funny that a lot of people think that's a Jimi Hendrix song.
Yeah,
I know. I've seen that, you know. But Jimmy did a great version too, you know.
Absolutely. Are you playing much bass guitar, John? Because I saw you singing, you know, lead singer like with Sarah, and then I don't know if you were playing a lot of guitar or not. I know you play acoustic guitar, but are you playing bass also?
No, we have a great bass player, Tim Hogan. So I don't play bass anymore unless I'm writing songs. But I put on the guitar and join in. You know, it's great to be digging in with the band and playing. You know, but it's the band's been together like this for about. I've been with Tim and Rondo for like 10 years, and Mark, our guitar player, has been with us about 5 years. And sometimes we have a visit from Kyle Cook from Matchbox 20 and turn into a 5-piece.
Oh, cool!
So for the bigger festivals, we do that. You know, otherwise the unplugged thing is just the four of us. You know.
Now, how many nights a week do you play typically with this group?
Well, we try and not get past 4 in a row.
Okay.
And sometimes we get a day off, and then we do like 3 more. We try and we've had 3 days off before. We're going to have 3 days off before the City Winery, and we hit the ground running. We've had a big airplane hangar, this benefit thing, in Michigan. There was a massive, a really big show with two guitar players. And then we did two unplugged shows. But they're not unplugged, but they're electric. But we try and pace it because it's really like 1 minute it's like playing Wembley. The next minute you're like in some small theater. But you give it everything you got all the time. So try and save the voice and not go past four.
No,
we have done six, you know, but when you do six, you just crawl into the finish line, you know?
Yeah, that is a working band, and I really could tell from the Facebook songs you put up there. The crowd was loving this tour, and you guys have been out there for a while. And the Magic Bag, Sunday night, I guess it's just you, John. What time do you usually hit the stage? That's before Memorial Day, too.
We got Leslie DiNicola opening the show, I think. And she's going to go on. She's acoustic. That's about 8 o'clock, and we hit it about 8:45.
Cool.
You know,
because we got Monday off, so it's a great night to be out at the Magic Bag for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great night. It was last time, but you know, we're looking forward. It's great to be back in Michigan, and it's great to be back on the road. The new album's doing well. We're really happy. It's life is good right now. It really is. You know.
Yeah, I know you live for the music, and it's so obvious. It just, you can feel how infectious these shows have been. Particularly, God, the Australia ones were just great. And I'm so glad you spent time with us, John, and we appreciate it. Hope we fill the joint on Sunday night, and can't wait to see you.
Hey, man, I hope we get to cross paths soon. I'll buy you a beer and stuff.
I will. I'm coming by.
Take care, John.
If you're coming by,
yeah.
You know, bring us on stage. Tell a few jokes, you know. I'll buy you a pint.
Thanks, John.
I'll buy you Dewey's. Come on, Mike, come down. Keep your fucking horse out of me.
See you Sunday. Have a good show in Chicago.
See
you,
off
to Chicago.
See you soon.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, all right,
John.
Wait. Thank you.
God bless. Drewy's off to Chicago, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, Chicago. Some accents there too.
You don't remember that? That was Bobby's last words.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I tried to set you up, but you didn't take it.
No, I missed it at first. I picked it up later.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just saw that. Honest to God, that was really compelling. Part three of the RFK thing on Netflix. Wow.
Yeah.
The assassination.
How he got bumped into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the kitchen.
I know.
What's Sirhan doing in the fucking kitchen?
What the hell?
The dishes.
And just,
you think
I don't know.
Someone set him up to get into that, go into that kitchen?
Wait, who's this, Mark?
This is a cool cover of Missing You. By two dudes.
He'll do anything to get away from Chappaquiddick.
This one's not that bad of a cover.
How many visits to this?
42,000.
What?
Visits.
Let's try this one, Brandon.
Every time I think of you.
Oh boy.
Who's this?
I always catch my breath.
I don't have his name. 39,000 views.
Standing
really?
In your
I would think there'd be a lot of versions of this.
I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging.
Oh, his dog came in the room.
Hang on.
His dog came in the room and interrupted the song. What's he doing?
What hat is that guy wearing?
Wait, this guy's
a bell.
He's playing to the music track, isn't he?
He's got a good mic, though.
He's trying to make it his own a little bit. Oh, he's going to nail this hook. I feel it. Always makes me smile. I spend my time. He's living this song.
Practicing his face. Look at how he's practicing his face for the stage.
I think he misses her.
And there's a heart that's breaking.
Not bad.
Well, it helps having the actual track.
I ain't missing you at all.
Yes!
Since you've been gone away, I ain't missing.
It's a good band.
Oh boy. Well. Jonathan Cain, something not going so well with Jonathan Cain. He knows where I live.
Oh, I know. Here's the quote.
What is that all about?
Here's the quote. It was an interview he gave basically about how he has ended his feud with Neil Sean. Jonathan Cain has.
Yeah. Is he playing? He's not playing with Journey, is he?
I think he is. So
oh, he is.
Are you currently getting along with Neil Sean? We just finished 5 days of rehearsals. I think we've completed. Let me see what this is from, by the way. May 19th this year.
Wow, that's 3-4 days ago.
I think we've completely reset with each other. I'm looking forward to a great tour with him and the rest of the guys. So,
Journey makes a ton of money. They tour big. They're doing Comerica with Def Leppard, aren't they? Isn't that Journey and Def Leppard?
Yes, you're right. They are playing Comerica.
Not with Steve.
Arnell.
With Steve Perry.
Steve Perry's watching the Giant game still, right?
It's Steve Perry.
San Francisco Giant games,
yeah,
right?
He's singing.
That's what he does in between innings, Journey? Hit?
Singing the na-na-na-na-na's at the Giants game. Singing along with the song.
They asked Jonathan Gay, is Steve Perry ever going to perform with the band again? I don't know. You have to ask Steve about that. I was surprised he didn't show up at Soundcheck for the Hall of Fame.
Steve, to me, just kind of seems like the name of somebody who has absolutely nothing going on in their life.
I respect him in his private life. He's been gracious in all sync licenses.
You know, that's really strange. The Steve Perry thing is strange. I tend to think that he can't hit the notes or something. Because why wouldn't he go out with them once?
At least he knows then to bail out.
Yeah, true.
And those aren't easy notes.
Mariah Carey.
No.
Arnell makes it look easy, though.
So then the question is, would you ever perform with the Babies or Bad English again? You have to ask John. I can't speak to that. He knows where I live. And I know the Babies have reformed and they're taking around the horn. It made me smile to see that. But, you know, we really have our plate full with Journey. One last shot.
One last shot. I don't think so. I think there's more than one shot coming from Journey.
Well, didn't you get the sense from John Waite that,
No,
you do your own thing there.
That
Johnny.
Was funny. That was the name that came. I'm not sure he was real excited to hear the name Earl Slick either.
Well, he answered it.
But he's
though.
A hell of a guitarist. I mean, Earl Slick is that's a gun for hire.
Yeah,
man.
I played with him. That's what he said.
Yeah, 2 months.
Didn't funny. We ask him last time about if he went to the Salahi, Michaela Salahi, Neil Sean wedding? That was.
I know that, dude.
He was not invited and did not know that it was on pay per view.
Is Earl Slick related to Grace Slick?
No relation whatsoever. That's a great question, though. I never thought of the connection there.
Can I tell you?
Earl Slick has cool sunglasses. That's one thing I can promise you.
I've never seen him without sunglasses.
Yeah, if you look up Earl Slick, he'll have the red-rimmed sunglasses, the Sally Jesse Raphael, but they're cool.
You don't think they're cool on, on Sally Jesse? They weren't cool on her?
I don't know. I think that was shtick. Oh, no. Who's this?
Mihani Koman. 573 views.
You know, I want to answer Jonathan Cain. Jonathan Cain, you know,
I know he knows where I live.
Well, first of all, it's like fuck you. Like he should call him.
Yeah.
The Babies. John has not toured with the Babies. The Babies reunited without John Waite. It's like really. I mean, can you have the Babies without John Waite?
I don't think Jonathan Cain even knows.
Probably not. Well, anyway. Like I said, I'm not joking. I'm not BSing. The performances I saw, the Australian ones, and there were a couple here, really good band. Crowd was really digging him. And he's got hits with Bad English.
How about what he said about the bag, how crazy the fans are here?
Yeah, no, I heard
exactly
that.
Neighborhood.
No, I had a couple people. Yeah, he's a fan. Somebody drumming along.
Yeah, it's a drum cover by Denise. 6 thumbs up, 2 thumbs down. She's singing along too, but you can't hear. Is this really the song to come around drums?
Whoa!
I got a bass one too.
Oh, we should play them at the same time.
How applicable? How many people are going, God, I wonder how you play bass on Missing You?
Apparently 6,000 people.
But does this guy know what the fuck he's doing? First of all, the blue shirt. Is he trying to make his eyes pop? Did you see that powder blue shirt that guy had on?
Yeah, they caught him. Didn't they catch that guy in a car chase?
Yes, there's been updates.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
And apparently he was right around that building. Like, you know, the helicopters didn't catch him crossing any streets or anything, so he was probably just hiding in the bushes.
As predicted by Brandon.
Yes. the
wait, what sweet. Building? I'm so confused.
The building that he got out.
It's been 24 hours. I'm still confused.
Yeah, when he pulled
where
over,
he got up between those two?
Yeah, he went in between the buildings and the helicopter initially couldn't find him.
What about the construction worker that they erroneously followed, too? I want to know more about him.
What did he buy inside?
Yeah, what did he get store? At the
Did he just
stop
get a soda?
Him?
Didn't he just get a soda?
No one
it
knows.
Seems like he just got... He went in real quick and he came out real quick.
That was really
might have
fun.
Been smokes. I don't know.
But, he could have been the... He could have been part of it.
Well, why is his right. car so similar
exactly.
to the car that was stolen?
Yeah. We stay together. I split off. They go to me.
Why is his car so similar? How dare
was,
you?
Was he a decoy?
That's what I. That's the word I was
I'd
looking
like to
for.
Know.
That's the word I was looking for.
But, boy, there's really some funny stuff going on today. First of all, there's a cake that a woman bought for her daughter. She graduated summa cum laude.
I saw this.
Which is, you know, 3.8 or higher, I think.
This is horrible.
I mean, it's the ultimate honor you can get. You graduated magna cum laude, by the way. Just in case anybody's wondering.
Summa is
yeah,
below
no, everybody was.
There's a cum in my background, too.
Yeah, there is. big stain.
Cum laude.
Big stain on your background.
Well, you guys are as bad as the oh, bakery. Anyway, she had these people decorate a cake for her daughter. Congratulations, summa cum laude. And they wrote, congratulations, summa ... laude, or blank, 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 yep. laude, in thinking that there was something obscene about summa cum laude.
Oh, I saw that.
So the woman said, I had to explain to my mother what was why they didn't put it in there, well, and my daughter.
Did you really?
Thinking,
did you
I, don't
really?
Think you had, I don't think you had to explain
no,
to your daughter.
No,
she could have just went to Kroger and gotten one of those little tubes and done it or filled it in herself. It's
oh,
easy.
That would have looked ghetto, man. That would have looked
easy.
That would have looked weak.
Hell, I could have done that in a second.
Do we have the bakery number?
Yeah. Here's
where the, was this damn bakery?
Publix in South
oh,
Carolina.
Publix.
Which my first thought was, oh, will they write Go Gamecocks if somebody wanted a South Carolina?
Yeah.
Good question.
Will they write Cox
well,
or would it be Go
out.
Game dot dot dot?
Well, since he called in, we didn't have to fire it up, but I'm going to have to now.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. The Hall Financial Hotline was in use. Maybe that's what was wrong with the phone when he first called. The
yeah.
financial hotline sometimes cleans up the phone line.
Didn't
they
have time to warm up.
Messes everything
well,
up.
You didn't get into the onto the board quick enough for the phone to warm up. That might have been the problem.
For what it's worth, it was for her son's graduation.
Oh, her son's.
Yeah, and
okay.
She claims that he was very humiliated.
When do you want to call?
Bullshit. He's probably laughing
his ass off.
Yeah.
You wanted the bakery first?
Yeah, let's call the
yeah.
bakery. Should we get them to...
She wrote, shame on you, Publix, for turning an innocent Latin phrase into a total embarrassment. Really? Total embarrassment? Can we all just laugh at this and have fun?
She should have went to Piggly Wiggly instead.
Publix has apologized. They've refunded the family for the cake.
Too late. Okay. The damage
is
done.
Thank you for calling Publix, located at 3642 Savannah
it.
Highway.
Wow, how dare
if
they.
You know your party's extension number, you may dial it at any time.
Oh,
for the bakery,
bakery.
Press one. Jelly, press two.
The
prepare.
Bakery. There you go.
One moment, please.
They're very friendly at Publix, by the way. Publix. They aim to please.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never been there.
It's a great store. Very overpriced, though.
What are you
saying? Very overpriced?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they attacked the Florida vacationers.
Thanks for calling Publix Bakery. This is Blair.
Hi. I have a son who's finishing at University of South Carolina, and I wanted to get a cake with Go Cox on it. I was just wondering, is that something you guys could decorate it with?
We can say Go Cox, but we can't put the logo on it or anything like that.
Okay. I just heard the summa cum laude thing, and I thought maybe. I didn't know. It's crazy. I mean, it's their nickname, but I didn't know. Was a problem.
Yeah.
Was that? It was kind of weird. I thought maybe somebody there would know what summa cum laude meant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just kind of a mix up there. Apparently.
Yeah.
I see. Is everybody okay? I hear something in the background there. It sounds like somebody's getting whacked.
No, they're just doing some dishes.
Oh, okay.
Is there a list of words that are not allowed, or is it just based on how you're feeling? Like if I say. You got spunk. Is that okay? Can you put that on there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What is not allowed besides, you know, the really bad ones?
If you want to go into more, you know, definition stuff about what we can and can't do, I can let you talk to the store manager.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, hang on one
Thanks.
Second.
I told you they're very friendly.
She's very nice. You can go Cox is okay.
Yeah.
Because everybody down there knows what that means.
That's cock. Cool. Boy cock, girl cock. E-I-E-I-O. Remember that from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
What?
No. When they were all cursing. Yeah, Tourette's Syndrome.
Sitting
chef.
On a cock because I'm gay.
Ugh.
You don't remember that?
Virginia Tech was nicknamed EIEIO by the University of Virginia at one time.
Ooh, did that sting?
Eastern Institution of Enlightenment.
Virginia Tech.
An intellectual
school.
Outgrowth.
Did it sting?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
It still stings.
Very strong agronomy department.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people in the southwestern Virginia are aware of that. It has led to some stereotyping, unfortunately. But I thought EIEIO, actually, it had a cool logo. I thought it was kind of cool. I love Hokies.
Yeah, nothing.
Then
wrong with
why
that.
Does nobody call them the Wahoos? By
yeah,
the way,
I like
in Virginia,
the Wahoos.
They call them the Wahoos.
They call themselves that.
Brett yeah. Musburger used to call them the Wahoos. No,
I'm
Keith
waiting,
Jackson
I'm
used to
waiting,
call them the Wahoos.
I'm waiting.
We'll never know that now. He's passed. I can't prove it.
You can't prove it. All right.
Oh, here come the Wahoos.
We can pass on the manager.
You don't want to wait for the manager?
I don't know. The girl said,
"I'm waiting.
Say,
I'm
oh,
waiting.
Cox.
I'm waiting."
It sounds like they
that
back, they back down pretty quickly. Did we, you know, I printed this.
At least this lady didn't slam it on the ground like the one did lady at Kroger.
Yeah.
Remember that hothead?
Oh, my God. What a hothead. She had a history of being a hothead, too. Somebody actually sent us her phone number, and I thought, she's such a hothead, I'm
yeah,
afraid to call her.
Frightens
beat
me.
The hell out of us.
Yeah, take it easy.
You know, maybe I should bring up the story. Do we ever find the Miss USA final questions? No? Really?
No.
You gotta be kidding.
I thought I had it on my TiVo. I don't.
Wait, it's not on YouTube?
Well,
Q&A? If you Google Q&A?
Depends what
Miss
kind
USA.
Of audio standards you have.
Well, I know the one was not so good, but...
I'll keep looking.
Okay. I was going to bring up the Daily Mail story, is there's more news to report on the 30-year-old millennial who refuses...
Oh, limited edition did a story on him, and they have the footage from him inside the court today.
The footage?
Yeah.
They have the footage.
The footage.
Okay. Should I do a... Maybe I should just read the... They had the letters that the mother had written. The parents actually wrote legal letters to their son, who lives in their house.
To get him out of there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I thought was...
How old is the kid?
30.
Oh, he's a kid. Leave him alone.
30?
A kid?
You're gonna
get him out of here.
Are you going to let your kids live at home till they're 30?
Absolutely.
Bullshit.
No way, they can. My
hey,
kids could stay forever.
I said, get out of my house.
No, I don't even believe you. I think you're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Really?
Wait, without doing any chores or paying any rent or
they gotta
contributing?
They got to do chores. They still got to clean the bathroom.
No, they don't want to. You wouldn't have the heart to kick your kids out.
I can't.
We can leave right
let's
now.
Hope,
I don't think he has to worry about it because then Kathy will kick him out.
Let's hope they grow up to be nice ladies and they find Mr. Right. And,
yeah, but that generation.
I know.
Do you want to roll this story?
I have faith in them, though.
Which story? Yeah, go ahead.
Look at this dirt ball, too. Oh, who gives a shit about Meghan Markle?
Oh, but enough Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, by the way. Enough. Enough. Haven't we overdone this already? The budding was
to me, it
2
was
days ago, 3 days ago.
It was overdone before it started.
The person expects to move out of their parents' home by age 22.
So funny, Matt Patricia
that's
a little.
These parents
doesn't he?
Say it's time no. for their 30-year-old son
Matt Patricia.
To go.
Wait a second. Are you purposely trying to do
no,
bad
I swear to God. To me, he looks like, right, when you had him up there, I thought it was Matt Patricia for a
Twitter poll. Will you put a Twitter poll up?
All he has to do is grow his beard a little bit more.
Does the how would you describe that guy, the 30-year-old who won't move out of his parents' house, look like Matt Patricia, yes or no?
He does.
And then sign it, Tom.
Honestly, take a look, Drew.
He
looks nothing,
it.
Nothing like him.
I don't see.
Yeah, you have to
first
sign
all,
it, Tom.
Just because he's got dark hair and a beard.
No, he
Matt
looks
Patricia
like
has,
Matt Patricia.
Has a larger
put a
face.
Hat, put a lion hat on him, there, Joey.
No,
yes.
That guy's got a giant nose too.
Put a lion hat on.
Put
him.
Put a backwards hat on him. Go ahead, right now. Do it.
That's not how this
Did
works.
Did I prove the other guy was Baba Booey?
No.
And Reggie Miller.
I don't think
voice yet.
Not one
Reggie
bit.
Miller thing. I don't know about that.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I think it's dubious.
Yeah, just put that picture up there and say, does this guy look like Matt Patricia? /Tom. Yeah.
You see his parents.
Well, no, it's his ridiculous.
Oh, you see his parents in the background? Make them look like Rod Wood
and Martha.
Martha Ford.
And Martha
yeah.
Ford.
Yeah, she's about 40 years too young.
To
perfect. That's a perfect picture.
This 30-year-old dude Joey, just
wait.
Got evicted
Let's
from
use
his
that
parents.
Picture. Does that look like Matt
no.
Patricia? The guy's
no.
got hair to his shoulders.
No, not the long hair.
house, and he's not happy about it.
That's just
he looks
so
like Weird Al Yankovic.
Michael Rotundo's mom and dad are so fed up, they're suing to get him out of the house.
I don't see why the judge wants to throw people out on the street.
His parents filed the extraordinary lawsuit following months of repeated
Marco.
Attempts to get him to leave their home in Syracuse, New York.
We are men out, who still live at home.
Out. Yes. It's reminding many of a real-life failure to
no,
launch.
It's not. Oh,
the 2006 movie starring Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper.
Because it's going to take a stick of dynamite to get me out of my parents' house.
30-year-old Michael Rotundo says he has no money.
My
he's actually a dad himself, but he lost custody and visitation rights. His parents say he's a freeloader who never offered to pay rent or do chores. He's apparently so thrifty, he filled his water bottle with the court's pitcher. Christina and Mark Rotundo served their son five official notices telling him he must leave the house immediately. They even offered him $1,100 so he can find a place
to
stay.
Can you believe that? Why should they offer money?
I did accept it, and I had it.
Oh, he accepted
it. $100.
Yeah, I used it for expenses.
So. Why didn't you use it to find a place to live?
Because you can't live for a place like that.
It would only be 1 month.
Michael wore a suit for his big day in court.
Oh, get a roommate. Make it 2 months.
Fucking shoulders. Job.
He represented himself and wasn't exactly a legal eagle, arguing with the judge throughout the hearing.
I'm telling you, it's not in proper form.
It's my case.
I understand, but it's not in
look at the security
the judge
guy.
Seemed fed up as he issued his ruling.
I'm granting the eviction. I'm further asking Adult Protective Services to look into this matter.
Michael Ooh. Continued to argue even after the case was closed.
School briefcase.
Sir, I've already ruled.
His parents had no comment as they left the courtroom.
Oh, that
Michael
sucks.
Rotundo says
what a
he plans to appeal.
Look at Rod Wood and what Martha walking out there. Like they're proud. Look at
Rod and Martha,
like the proud peacocks.
He was the worst lawyer.
He's a complete dolt. I mean, this story is just, it's so typical.
It's hilarious.
What's hilarious about it to me is that the parents are bending over backwards for him, even as they're a victim. It's like, what's wrong with you? Don't you realize what a dolt you've raised? Don't help
him.
I'm
not going to trial with this attorney.
Couple have been trying to evict their unemployed only son, Michael, for months because he refuses to pay rent or contribute. He argued the court legal precedent allowed him 6 months notice before they could kick him out. Judge pointed out another case that nullified that previous decision called Ooh. 6 months an outrageous amount of time to ask for. He said it was outrageous to evict him. He left court frustrated, refusing to speak to his parents, saying he didn't think the judge read that. So he's mad at his parents who've let him live there for nothing, doing nothing till he's 30.
He's also mad at the judge, too. You know, the judge never doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm so outraged, adding that he's been taunted by conservative groups for being a liberal millennial. why is he liberal? Do we know he's liberal?
Because he's a freeloader. No, who cares? It has nothing to do with politics. He's just a loser.
He also said his parents don't provide food or do his laundry for him. Oh, my God, what an outrage.
So
then the letters are...
Hey, get out of here.
Poor parents.
What really killed me. The judge tried to convince him to come to an agreement on his own. He refused. Greenwood asked a couple to come up with an eviction order that he would sign. It was not decided in court how long he would be given to move out, but since he plans to appeal, he'll likely be able to stay in the home until the appeal is decided.
Oh boy.
It's unclear if he's ever lived outside the home. Public records connect him to two other Syracuse area homes where he is said to have lived between 2008 and 2010 when he would have been 21 to 23.
Go home to mommy.
No, don't.
His parents' home is owned by his mother, who bought it in 1988. The four-bedroom home is worth an estimated $218,000, according to Zillow. February the 2nd, 2018. Michael, after discussion with your mother, we've decided you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. This is February, almost 3 months ago. You will not be allowed to return. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision. Mark and Christina Rotundo, his parents' names.
Signed it full name.
Then the 13th of February, Michael Joseph Rotundo. They include his middle name to make it more official.
Michael who?
Joseph Rotundo. You're hereby evicted from 408 Weatheridge Drive. They put the address in there.
I thought he had 14 days.
Yeah, it's already day 11. Effective immediately, you have heretofore been our guest. As if that makes it more official.
That sucks.
Been our guest, and there is no lease or agreement that gives you any right to stay here without our consent. On the advice of our lawyer, they've spent money on attorneys now. We've decided to grant you up to 30 days from the date shown above to remove your possession. So he's already gotten an extra... 28 days, because that's 30. He has three left. 27 days.
So when he leaves, like in the morning, to go to work or whatever,
he doesn't work.
He doesn't have
a job. So he never leaves the house.
Probably not.
They don't have a chance to like throw his belongings his car out doesn't and change run. The locks.
They've offered to help him fix his car, by the way.
I love the condition his car is in, too, in the next letter.
A legal enforcement procedure will be instituted immediately if you do not leave by March 15, 2018. Any action you take that can be construed as threatening or harassing to us or prevents us or obstructs our ability to use the house or property at 408 Weatheridge Drive as we see fit will result in your immediate removal from the premises. So then on...
Of course, she signs it with her full name, owner, with the address.
Michael, here's $1,100 from us to you so you can find a place to stay.
Bullshit. I want that money
back. I know.
Back
that is
now.
Such crap.
He had to use it towards expenses.
His law expenses.
It's only 1 month.
Some advice. Okay, he can't even figure out how to use the money himself. Some advice. Organize the things you use for work and to manage an apartment. Note. You will need stuff at Paul Avenue. You must arrange the date and time through your father so he can set it up with the tenant. So apparently he has shit at another house of theirs. Two, sell the other things you have that have any significant value, e.g. stereo, some tools, etc. This is especially true for any weapons you may have. You need the money. Great. You will have no place for the stereo. He's got weapons.
That guy's got weapons.
That's why they have adult super... What do they call it?
Adult protective services.
Yeah, protective services. They probably said, hey, this kid's got a gun.
Three, there are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work.
We'll hire him. Zot Ford will hire him.
Even with a poor work history.
Bring it on.
How old is this kid?
And then four, if you want help finding a place, your mother is offered to help you. What? What is wrong with these people?
They're his parents.
In his letter written on Feb 18, the couple offers some advice to their son to help him find a new place to live. Then March 5th, Michael, today is March 5, 2016. You have 11 days to vacate 408 Weatheridge Drive. Of course, it's May 22nd, and he hasn't vacated yet, so he's gone well beyond the 11 days. Along with your property, so far we seem to have seen no indication you're preparing to leave. If you are forced to leave, you risk having your property put out of the house, and we will bear responsibility for its disposition. Be aware we will take any appropriate actions necessary to make sure you leave the house as demanded. Christina and Mark Rotondo. Then March 30th.
Did they get it notarized, too?
Probably.
That happened to me when I was in Traverse City. My landlord, who I worked with, I produced his show.
Your family threw you out?
He was my landlord, and I didn't have a kitchen sink. It was a dump. It was the smallest little house ever, apartment. And he tried to raise my rent, and I just told him no.
How much were you paying?
I think I was only paying like $450 a month. I think he wanted to raise it to 500 or 600.
With no sink?
With no sink. It was just the worst place to live. And he knew, because he worked at the same place as I did, that I didn't, you know, this is when I first got into a paying gig in radio.
He was a host?
Yeah.
That was when the sunset was one of the benefits, right?
Yeah. View of the bay, half the pay.
That's right.
And he even got it notarized, and he gave it to me like 2 or 3 months in a row. And I just told him, I'm not paying you this money. No.
Notarize?
Yeah. I love you saying no.
What would you estimate?
It's hard to evict somebody.
Yeah. What, was this really hard? Was this an extra room he had or an extra?
This was a house he owned, and the bottom part of the house was kind of the nicer flat. And and I had the top upstairs. And the upstairs, I couldn't control the heat.
He lived downstairs?
No. Some other people did. He was just a...
So I noticed your home smells of feces.
He was kind of a slumlord.
He was a slumlord.
Hole. He hires people so he can rent out his crappy place to them.
Hey, it's kind of brilliant. Some credit.
Part of your pay is this place for only $450.
It's a benefit.
March 30th. No, it's a condition of employment. You have three acceptable options regarding your vehicle, a Volkswagen Passat, in parentheses. Okay, he's already 15 days beyond eviction. So, number one, you can work on the car to effect the necessary repairs. We may offer you financial assistance for this. Why? Two, you can take the car to a repair facility to get it fixed. We may offer you financial assistance for this.
No,
why?
Don't.
Three, get the vehicle off the property if it cannot be repaired. We will pay for its removal. Unless you are going to work on the car immediately, get it off the ramps.
Oh, so
what
it's just,
the fuck?
It's just ramped up there. You missed the postscript down to there with what the dad wrote. Let's see.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything.
It was number four,
here, right?
Drew. That wasn't number four.
Thanks
take
for talking
it,
over the drop.
Take it to Zot for $2,500. Trade in. That's the minimum right now until June 1st.
I didn't see that.
Oh, that's what she should. They should have asked me.
That's pretty cool.
I take the kid's car for $2,500.
In some circles, this is considered a piece of automotive. Got to
buy something else, though.
By the way, he claims that he has his own business.
I know that was the best part. Not his own business, his own successful business.
What is his business?
I don't know. He called it the overwhelmingly superior choice for the economic well-being over working a full-time job.
For mental well-being?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
No, economic well-being. So,
oh, well, excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
So, he's got a successful business, and it's better than working. I think what his business is suing Best Buy for discrimination.
Oh, that's right.
He filed a lawsuit against Best Buy saying he was fired because he couldn't work Saturdays due to a court visitation
like
schedule. He's now seeking $340,000 in damages.
$340,000?
Pay and attorney's fees from Best
Buy.
Is
that 10 years pay?
Or he'll take a big screen TV and call it even.
In a separate case, he claimed his rights to due process were violated in family court, but that case was thrown out in November.
When he represented himself and screwed up the paperwork?
You're right, Brian. He must have. You want to call him? You want to call
the
house?
What a load. The family? The parents?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but do you have the number for him?
I do. You want to ask for? Do we want to ask for Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do they live?
New York, I think.
Oh, yeah, Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have a particular house song they would like to hear?
Our House.
My Madness or
in
Crosby?
In the middle, that's one. Methan used to fart to that.
Oh, can we find his version?
If it's available. He loved farting to Madness songs. I don't know why. He had another Madness song he used to fart to. I think it was about a car or driving or something.
Remember that? Something about in the middle of the street.
Well, that's this, Our House.
That's this one.
Yeah. It's a great song. I used to like Madness.
Very good.
They were MTV hipsters.
Good video.
Hey, is Mikey there?
Madness is still together.
I'm staying over tonight.
Same guys?
I don't know. They tour. I just know that. I don't know when their magic bag date is, but
we'll ask Willie.
Hello?
Oh, come on.
Oh, you dick. I want to invest in his business.
It might have been accidental.
It might have been mom or dad.
Might have been an
share
accidental.
Share a phone line.
Yeah, he's not going to pay for his own.
No way is his own phone. Unless they pay for it or they help him pay for it. Like everything else.
What? I didn't. Give me a sec. I'm going to try them back again, but I also want to take one more look at another number.
In the middle of the street. See who Grant's getting married?
Oh, he must be so happy.
First time. 57 years old.
In Brandon's prep, it said, side note, you saw all of his movies.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. You love every Hugh Grant vehicle.
I like About a Boy.
Oh, come on. Ooh.
I like that one with him and Drew Barrymore. But he was a washed
up. This is Music or something? Or?
He was a washed up...
Singer,
like a Wham kind.
He wrote songs.
Yeah.
And she took care of the flowers in his apartment.
Correct.
And she ended up writing a song with him.
Correct.
It was a huge hit.
Huge.
Monster hit.
Monster. He was at the Garden.
It was so cool when he played the Garden at the end. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a cool movie.
He came on to sing with that chick, that chick singer. That was hot.
She was supposed to be like a Britney Spears or Taylor Swift.
She was really new age though.
What soft movie are you talking about?
The Drew Barrymore and Hug Grant
movie.
Never heard of it.
It's like This Is Music or something. Music.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters on a date once, and
it was
terrible.
Sounds terrible.
They had just like Wham.
Oh yeah, I know how we could settle this argument. Let's see what Rotten Tomatoes gave it.
Sure, go ahead.
Pop goes.
Oh, it's a terrible movie.
Pop. Yeah, Pop was the name of his group.
Wasn't the song Pop Goes My Heart?
Yeah, but Pop
Music
was the name
and
of his
lyrics.
Group. Music and lyrics.
Oh,
and Pop was the name of his group.
It got 63 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ah. Is that good?
No, it's terrible.
It's not too good.
It's the worst score ever.
Let's see what About a Boy got. I bet it's higher.
Here's the song from that movie.
It's a good song.
Oh, my God. This movie looks so dumb.
About a Boy Rotten.
It's cool, Mark.
It's a light and pleasant romantic comedy that succeeds because of its considerable charm of its
co-stars. It's a chick flick. It's a chick flick.
Ugh.
I liked it.
About a Boy. Tomato meter 93.
Yeah, and?
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Audience score 59.
Oh!
93 in the tomato meter.
You know what
meter.
That means? This one had a higher audience score. The one Tom likes over about
the
a
The tomato meter wasn't nearly as high.
Well, the thermometer is off. I don't know what to tell you.
Thermometer? Tomato meter.
Hey, I got a possible sell for Mike.
Thermometer.
What's possible that? Possible sell for Mike?
We can try one more for Mike.
Okay.
Oh, really?
His cell phone.
Oh, how exciting.
But then again, this one is coming from... Well, the last one worked, but this one probably won't since I'm confident in it.
About a boy is not a 55. This is bullshit.
I love how you defend your favorite movies.
It's not my favorite movie.
Oh, Hugh Grant.
It's okay. It's a decent... I mean, if Hugh Grant has a good movie, that's it.
Right there.
Bridget Jones are popular with chicks. Those are chick flicks. Popular chick flicks.
Who's the guy she wound up with, Bridget Jones?
There's a Christmas movie had the cameo in. It did very well. What's that movie?
I'm Hugh sorry. Grant, spaced, you said Hugh Grant movie. I spaced out again. What one?
The Christmas movie.
I honestly don't know. I don't know any Hugh Grant movies.
Well, we argued.
Wasn't that the one that you said he wasn't the star of?
He's
it?
He got a cameo in it.
Oh, yeah. He was the lead actor in it.
No, he had a cameo.
It's the one Chris Matthews likes.
Is it in 3D?
No,
not interested.
Chris Matthews always talks about that. Right.
Love Actually, right?
Yeah, Love Actually. There you go.
Come on, Mike.
It plays about 5 billion times a year.
Come on, Mikey.
Come on, Mike.
Do you think he's on his family cell phone plan?
Automatic voice message system. Like three, <one. laughs>
He'll be on the cell phone plan forever.
Eight is not available.
I want to get on Bentley's mom's plan,
tone,
too. Why not?
You should all get on her plan. Message. When you have finished recording,
Man, like Bentley,
hang up or press
Bentley
one
turns
for more
37
options.
On Friday. He's still on his mom. Hello, Michael. I want to invest in your business. Can you give me a call back at the 248 number, please? Thank you.
In the middle. I know, Bentley's still on his mom's plan?
Still on his mom's plan.
And he still couldn't get a car from me?
Oh, my
I don't
God.
Know. That seems like kind of a violent segue there.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. Happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah, you did. You totally meant it.
That's
I
a
like
segue,
Jim.
Too.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Nice making Jim's cell phone plan about you.
Especially when it was already about something fascinating.
Hold it back.
All right, the first move is the toughest, like actually getting off the couch to go to the gym. But when the workout's over, you feel better and feel better about yourself, as I found out this morning when I worked out.
Ooh. Good for you.
Yeah.
Your back's good? You feeling good again?
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Check out these traps.
I do like the endomorphins. Man, I'm working on my traps. I get a high from working.
I don't even know if I have
this last Friday at 2:23 p.m. I was benching and I put up 350 pounds.
Picking up, oh, there's a guy today. I wanted to get in this one machine, and this dude did like.
Oh, you went to a gym? You didn't do
I
your.
Joined
you
a gym.
Didn't do your, oh,
what?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Usually do your workout upstairs with Mags and Layla.
Well, I know, but I still do that.
Oh, you went to a gym.
Well, if I want to lift weights, should I buy a universal weight system?
Yeah, you should buy a Joe Weider.
A Nautilus?
You should buy a car from Tom.
Just get a bench. Joe Weider bench.
Well, I want to do more than bench.
Shut up, Mark.
What? You should buy a car from Tom, too.
You shut up.
Anyway, there's
what
some.
I do. You don't want him to buy a car? Okay, you'll buy a car from Tom.
There's some guy doing the lat pulls on mine. Yeah. He's doing like a million different ways, so he gets every part of the muscle, and it's like, ugh! And he's on the thing for like 20 minutes, taking breaks, getting back. And it's like, do you think maybe let somebody else get in there once in a blue moon?
56-inch pec.
Stop.
That's 1-2 reps.
So anyway, getting off the couch to go to the gym and how difficult it is. Picking up the phone to call the Yaldo Eye Center will make you feel infinitely better when you leave the office with amazing vision and the satisfaction and relief that you're finally done with glasses and contacts and you're benching 330.
You never know what you could see with new eyes.
Have you ever seen this much muscle in a man?
A few dozen of you, our listeners, have done it already, gotten custom cat's LASIK. Or multifocal implants from Dr. Yaldo. They've got a lot of business.
Yaldo.
Some have offered gushing feedback, not just feedback, gushing feedback, about the incredible convenience of being free of those ancient, poorly performing technologies. But let's hear from more. Impartial testimony is a great information source. In fact, my sister, Eli, put my sister in the copy because she wants
is
to
she
have
it done.
I think Eli will go collect her and bring her to Dr. Yaldo's office. She wants multifocal implants, and I think Eli's going to be working on her shortly. Custom LASIK and multivocal implants for people around 50 and older will most likely give you the best vision of your life. They are painless procedures and actually solve the vision issues that glasses and contacts can't. Get your free evaluation and also get the Drew and Mike discount by calling 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
My guy's getting it tomorrow. I told you that before. Gordon Glidden?
Gordon. You
know, 3G.
Now we got to bleep Gordon. That again.
3G, getting it done tomorrow.
How much do we have to bleep in one show?
Dr. Jeez. Yaldo.
Jeez. It's pronounced Gordon.
What are you getting in this quid pro quo?
Nothing. I'm hoping he buys a car from me.
Hope?
He said he wants you're plugging him for hope?
He wants to wait until after his eyes are done before he buys a car from me.
Jeez.
That's Zot Ford.
Boy, the pressure's really on the end of this month. Shouldn't have gone part-time.
I know. I shouldn't have cared about my kids so much.
No, you shouldn't have.
No.
Oh, God.
If you cared about your kids so much, you'd work so that you'd have plenty of money for
That's why they're going to be living at home till they're 30.
I got to leave in a few minutes, by the way.
What?
Why?
Yeah, my kids playing.
You know, one day a week, and you have to leave early.
I'm sorry. Well, I should be there already, actually.
Is there anything have you ever worked full-time at anything?
Yeah, pretty much. I used to be at the radio station longer than anybody.
What?
I was on every single show.
Yeah. Well, that is true.
Yeah. I was on every
for
single show.
5 minutes an hour. That's
no
like
way.
Part-time.
No. Yes.
No way.
Yes way.
I got there before everybody.
Five,
and I left
bullshit.
After 5 minutes
everybody. To prep an hour and 5 minutes an
Guaranteed.
Hour. Yeah, it's 10 minutes an hour, 8 hours. That's like, what, an hour and 20 minutes a
Sounds
day?
Sounds like you're an inefficient worker.
I must
there
be.
That much.
I must be.
And what happened those other 50 minutes of the hour?
I was there, man. I was waiting for the call.
Waiting for the call. What does that mean?
I was waiting for you guys to call me in. Yeah.
Ran in the bullpen.
You got to call me in. I just can't walk in.
Drew Tom got mad at me before the show because he was telling me he had to leave
yes.
for the game and whatever. And then
St. John playing St. Edith
no
for the
cares.
CYO
but we
championship.
Were, no one cares. But we were maybe a little later than we have been in the past starting. Tom goes, do you think we can start so I can get a few hours in? And I said, "Oh, you can get all 3 hours in if you want. We're not stopping you. We're not kicking you out."
I didn't realize Brandon's hours changed again. I was here at 3:30.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Well, we started before Brandon. We started before he was ready. Yeah, I didn't realize
before
that
he was
that
in
we
here.
Were cutting so much into your action as a parent.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sorry.
What I mean, we can pause. Why don't we pause now. And then after the game you can come back and we'll finish.
Can I do that?
Sure.
That'll
we'll
be great.
We'll be here.
All right. Okay, finish the spot and then pause.
What time is the game?
6.
Oh, it's at 6.
Oh,
it's already 6:01.
At Bishop Foley, so I got about 10-minute ride.
You going to be in trouble with ride. Your kids for being late?
No, but they'll be disappointed.
You're going to miss the national anthem.
Abby will be disappointed because she always looks towards me.
Do they ever ground you?
No, they don't ground me. They just
What's your punishment?
Make me feel bad
for not being a good parent.
Well, I'm always
just the guilt.
I'm always a good parent, but guilt. Yes.
What if she hits a home run?
I know.
And you're not there, and then she's not going to want you to be there.
I wish I had a father.
You're superstitious.
She's been in a bad slump, so I'm going to get there, and she'll probably have 2 hits already by the time I get there.
So you don't have to go
there.
To the game. You can stay here.
Yeah, well, I got them keeping me up to date right now.
What if she's 3 for 3 when you get there?
I'll stay in the car.
She's up with the bases loaded, down 1 run, 2 outs in the 9th, and she pops out to the pitcher when you're there.
Oh, break my
Bunt.
Heart.
B-U-N-T.
You would possibly be a jinx if that happens.
Could be.
It's amazing.
She's in a slump?
Yeah.
What's she? Is she 0 for?
I'm afraid so.
0 for May?
She's 0 for like the last 2 playoff games.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, but she plays a hell of a shortstop.
Oh, she plays short?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She a vacuum cleaner?
She's really good.
I heard she has a pus arm.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
She's got a great arm.
Sure?
Positive.
Okay, some people were saying she's bouncing a lot of throws to
first. Oh. Is that what a pus arm is?
Yes.
Okay. No. She's a rock in the infield.
Nifty grab, fires over to second, and you complete me.
Some people are saying she can't complete a double play, though.
No, she can't.
She can't turn it.
No, they're good.
She can?
Well, they don't really do double plays, really, now in this grade.
Oh, because she can't turn it yet.
But they have done a double play.
Some people are saying the right thing.
Well, yeah, the manager, here's his manager's comment on it about her playing short.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
That's a rough manager.
It is.
Kids.
It is.
Could she play any position in the field?
She could play short, second. She's a pitcher as well.
Okay.
That's
Whoa,
it.
Wow.
Is she still struggling with the pop-ups?
Oh, no. She won the pop-up championship last year at the state finals.
She did. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. State championship out in Bay City.
Now, is there any possibility in the hitting struggle recently, is there any chance of her being pinch hit for?
No, they haven't pinch hit her yet. They kept her in the five hole. She's in the five
so
hole.
She's in the five hole.
She's in the five
okay.
hole.
If she had gotten 3 or 4 hits, would she be hitting fourth or third?
No, but we got a hell of a team. Our girls are great.
How old are they?
8th grade.
What age is that?
14 and 13. Yeah, 13 and 14.
When I was 6 years old, I lived in Atlanta, and I was broke as hell.
See, that girl's doing good.
I know. I wish I could
she
do as good as her.
She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
Ooh, is that another? That's another team talking trash. Ooh,
I don't want that kid on my team.
After seeing Bad Baby was nominated for Best Rapper, I went
fuck
in bad.
Bad Baby. She a bitch. She's trying to act cool with her bodyguard.
She didn't win, did she?
She has multiple bodyguards.
She didn't win,
no,
did she?
No, she did okay, not. Good. Cardi B beat her
out. Oh, that's another beauty.
I went on her Instagram page. 13.5 million followers.
That's amazing.
That's like 3% of the U.S. population follows her. Except Mark pointed out she probably has worldwide followers. Yeah. Although my understanding was she's mostly big here. She has two of the biggest rap selling
so
songs
good
of the year.
At music.
Two of the biggest selling songs
of
the year.
Go back to beating up your mom on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. That reminds me, does Derek have an Instagram?
No way.
Why not? He does shows. The Derek Boogie that kills in the shows.
Anyway, you'll die. If you ever go on her Instagram and read the comments, you'll want to kill yourself.
Oh, no thanks.
You'd rather be dead, I'm telling you.
No thanks.
It's pretty amazing. And her show, by the way, sucks.
Derek has Twitter.
She sucks.
Derek, how many Twitter followers do you think Derek has?
He better have like 25,000 at least.
I would say Twitter followers?
Yeah.
He was on 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, 10,000, 20,000?
I can do that.
I predict more.
1,500.
Oh, really? Does he tweet often?
Let's see, the last tweet.
Well, he's...
May 20th.
He's not tweeting.
What? What do you mean?
Come on.
He's taking all these videos. Live from our annual concert. He's got clips from his show.
Does he retweet David Hogg like Peter Frampton does?
Let's see. Here he is. This is something he tweeted out May 19th. It's him and two people harmonizing.
Ooh. Oh, it's the Tick Tick Derek Boogie.
Love this guy.
60 Minutes never sounded so good.
How wet Leslie is for him. It's insane.
She gets pretty geeked.
I seriously think she put out for him.
Stop.
Well,
why
possibly
not? He's of age. Tell
she's
me Derek
music
doesn't get hard?
Oh, God.
What? I mean, for stuff other than music?
I can do that.
All Financial is a big supporter of our podcast and the best place to get your mortgage. If you're buying a home, considering refinancing, or wanting to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, contact our friend David Hall. All they care about is client service and five-star reviews. They're going for 1,000 of them. Just click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. Fill out the online form or call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. But the nice thing about clicking the link on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage is that they immediately
I don't know how to do it.
They know it's one of us. So we do get that credit with Hall Financial. And they know you are a good tip. Big reasons to call or click on today. Home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down. David and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. And some people say rates are going up, so it's not a bad time to think about this.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, might be a good time. So there. So Miss USA, no way. No way, Jose.
I can't find
it. I'm shocked. They always put them up there, don't they? What about the, should we listen to the lesser quality?
Oh, God, if you want
yeah
to.
Yeah, listen to the lesser
well
quality.
I think we probably understand the questions.
All right.
Off the TV, probably, right?
This is supposed to be the
not
final.
Not off the TV.
This no is supposed to be the final.
Did somebody take
Q&A
it off their TV?
Yeah, I think they did. Oh, this is going to be terrible.
No. Just matched wits high stakes.
That's great.
Round. Oh, it's awful.
How do their answers affect the home vote? Take a look.
You can understand
these
them.
These are your favorites.
Yes. Let's see if your votes
this
will
this is Nick Lachey and
it's
Vanessa Menillo. What's her name?
Vanilla, yeah. Vanilla. They're married.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I don't care who the final three are.
The
I want
next
the Q&A.
Contestant.
Hang on. Let me find the Q&A. Oh, there's a final three Q&A.
The top five contestants just matched wits in the high stakes.
Match wits.
Nebraska, please join us.
Here's the first question.
She's
Nebraska's beautiful.
She the ultimate winner?
She won, yeah.
That's fine.
All right, you ready?
I hope so.
First winner in Nebraska.
What do you consider
to
be the most mad?
You're on your way to a march, and someone hands you a blank sign and a marker. What do you put on your sign and why?
I draw a penis because it's funny.
I say, speak your voice.
I don't know what march we're on our way to in this hypothetical situation, but no matter where you're going, whatever type of march it is, you're obviously
on your way to that march because
you care about that cause. So go speak to people when they have questions.
She's just bullshitting. She's running out the clock.
Blah, blah, blah. Also, blah. The other two must have really bad answers.
D-minus.
Just show us the bathing suits.
You think she's hot as hell.
Thank you very much.
What do you consider?
Okay.
Why is the crowd going ape shit?
Because she's hot.
North Carolina, please come join us.
North Carolina.
Hi. Ooh, she's nice too.
Oh, here.
I am. I was just jamming out to Pitbull.
Let me see.
Here is your question. You're on your way to a march. And someone hands you a blank sign
most
and a marker.
Boggling.
What do you put on your sign and why?
I would put on my sign, your body, your rights. As someone who was sexually assaulted, as someone who stood up and fought against my perpetrators, I am all about marching for your body, for your rights. Nobody ever has the opportunity or has the right to touch you, to drug you, to do anything,
fine.
To sexually assault you, harass you. That's never
That's a much better answer.
She put herself out of march, that's why. The other one didn't.
She's not as hot as the other one.
Please remove Nevada's headphones. Hey, Nevada, please join us.
Should they be asking the same question of all of them?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Okay.
They want to make it fair, I guess. One can't be tougher than the other.
You're on your way to a march, and someone hands you a blank sign and a marker. What do you
True
put
blows.
On your sign and why? I put on my sign, let's work together to eliminate homelessness.
Wrong.
There are approximately 500,000
Eliminate homelessness? What kind of a... People don't protest homelessness.
Starbucks is letting
Nevada,
them in.
We are ranked number three
yeah,
in the whole
you just
nation.
Live at Starbucks.
Wrong.
That much amount of homeless youth. I want to be an
Okay,
advocate.
This is dumb. Just stop talking. Just if She should have just said, I love cock.
She probably would have won.
That would have been a better answer.
What march was that?
Next.
Here's the other questions from the show.
This is good.
Dion.
What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
Oh, here's the next girl.
This is the final question.
He misemphasizes everything.
What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex? Your final question.
Listen to the misemphasis.
What do you find most mind-boggling?
Sounds like Richard Pryor back in the day.
The opposite sex.
Oh, there
it is. How many of these girls did he? Oh.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
This is your final question. What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex? Your final question. What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
That was his best
one.
Oh, boy. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I think I found a good
version
of it.
How could there be a better host than him?
I know. He should host everything, always.
Come on, come on, come on.
So when they had the final five, they would draw one of their other questions.
Come on, come on.
So,
what would Burt Parks do in this situation?
Who?
Burt Parks.
Burt Parks. He was the original Miss America guy.
I didn't know.
Who sang so stupidly and completely bungled it the last time, and they threw him out. They threw him out of his ass.
Your question tonight comes from Nebraska.
So they each get to ask each other questions.
Oh.
How'd you get this good audio?
Joey
Hello,
found it on
Carolina.
Fox.
Good job, Joey.
Oh, stop acting like your friends.
Tell me about a time when you felt unworthy and how you overcame it.
A time that I felt unworthy was when my family and I became homeless and experienced this hardship
bullshit.
A couple years ago.
Wait, why were you homeless?
I want records.
Like I could never accomplish anything in life, but through this circumstance,
Put
it
on
just
a lie
brought
detector.
My family and I stronger
I want a lie detector.
And I really learned how to appreciate life and never take anything for granted. So through this situation, I found myself worthy, and I'm grateful for that experience.
You just already
because
said
that. Because
that
made me who I am today.
Wait, why were you homeless? That's far more interesting.
If she's homeless, how's she for all these pageant gowns?
Well, she used to be homeless.
They put their home up for her gown.
And she just goes to Starbucks and calls herself homeless.
Could be. She's got a good place to hang now.
Yeah, for sure. That's probably where they lived.
Your question tonight comes from North Carolina.
Hello.
Sound like
Sexual
Krista.
Assault is an issue at universities across the United
States. This answer's
terrible.
What
do you believe can be done to better protect women on college campuses?
I believe in college campuses should have different groups and activities where women can self-defend themselves, and that would be an opportunity for them to be able
the dojo?
To Your mom make it better. College. Yes.
Oh, that'd be an opportunity okay, for them to make it better. Nice job, Florida.
Bye. Light up a cigarette now.
Goddamn
wow.
Dick.
Please come forward. Your question tonight comes from Florida.
One in four children in the United States live in a single-parent household. How has that affected our generation views
How's that
on
affected?
Marriage and family?
Did she get the emphasis?
It's Florida. She made
education
a
mistake.
The same girl.
She said United States.
Did I hear that again?
One in four children in the United States live in a single-parent household. How has that affected our generation views
Who gives
on marriage
a fuck?
And family?
How is that affected?
I am so grateful to have grown up in a home with two parents, high parents out there. And so I can't personally relate to this. However, I do work in children's hospitals as a certified child life specialist.
Oh, right. They're going off topic, honey.
Children and families and the medical team. And I
She won.
Single mothers at the bedside working remotely on their computers to stay by their children and support them. And I think that
we didn't even know you worked there.
The
That's off topic.
No matter if it's a boy
and
or
such
a girl,
she's info dumping.
She is.
Okay.
Totally.
That's a complete
She's trying
info
to chew
dump.
Up the clock.
Yeah.
Oh. She put on the four corners.
North Carolina, please come join us at center
She didn't
stage.
Even answer it.
Hey there.
No
Your
one answers these, though.
Comes from South Dakota.
The Boy Scouts recently decided to accept girls into their organization. Do you feel this is a positive change, and do you think that there is value in single-gender organizations? I think this is a great change. I think we are in a time in America where, not America, we're at a time in the whole world where gender equality is a huge thing. I believe in 10, 20 years from now, women and men are going to be complete equals.
Yeah, what about
me
and the Girl Scouts, honey?
Right now with the Boy Scouts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're not going to win.
South Dakota, please join us for your question.
What do you consider?
Your question tonight comes
Ooh,
from Florida.
Pretty.
From Nevada, excuse me, from Nevada.
Oh, good job, Lachey.
Hey, girl. During the last presidential election.
I just want to point out, Nevada had.
The girl asking the question.
Huh?
The girl asking the question.
Yeah.
Hot.
She was the first one, and when the first girl asked a question and said hi to her. She said, hey, girl. And she just used it again. It's her go-to line.
More than one-third of women neglect...
comes from Florida.
Nevada.
From Nevada, excuse me. From Nevada.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Hey, girl. During the last presidential election, more than one-third of women neglected to exercise their right to vote. Why do you think that is?
Oh, God, I'm stupid.
You know, I'm not sure why that is. I think that women are perfectly capable of expressing how they feel.
Really?
And they should be able to vote, and they
should be able
express
to
that.
Oh, yeah.
Suffrage was 1912, honey.
We need to get out there as women and show that we are perfectly capable of doing that.
What,
you.
Voting?
That was okay, a powerful answer.
It's tough to do this on the spur of the moment.
That was intense.
You don't think?
No,
it's this for years.
Yeah, it's their job, basically.
I personally believe U.S. Americans That's a filler are unable word. To do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such
Iraq.
As and. I believe that they should, our education over here
she
in the
as well
U.S.
Pop her
should
top right
the
now.
U.S.
Yeah.
Or should help South Africa and should help
this last
Iraq
year.
And the Asian
that
countries
long
so
time.
We
Five
will be
ago.
Able to build up our future for our
Thank you. You pulled the mic
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a flippin' look, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
What was the other horrible answer? There's another one.
That was
another
one.
Miss Utah, who married the Kyle Van Noy, had a really terrible answer.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you can find that one, Brandon. Try Miss Utah. Yeah, Miss, it's right there. Miss Utah gives the worst page. Right, one down. Yep. Oh, who's this dork?
What?
Never mind.
Was he giving commentary
probably
on it?
Probably.
Son of a...
Nene Leakes, your question, please.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to...
The music's fucking up.
Figure out how to create jobs right now. Figure out how to create... That's the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem.
Creating education better is such a huge thing.
I like that she thinks that men are in charge. So
yeah, pretty cool.
Thank God Kyle Van Noy makes a good living.
Yeah. Wow, was that bad?
Oh boy, that was rough.
Bro, Dion should have asked that one.
He's the best.
Come on.
We should put Dion and all the bad answers together. That would be a great segment.
Come on.
What do you
say? Hey, did you guys see the new statue at Campus Martius that got the big unveiling yesterday?
Mickey Mouse?
The cause statue?
It's the Mickey Mouse.
I don't know what the hell it is.
They got the X's on their eyes.
All his art looks like that.
Here it is.
Yeah. It's
what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What, Brandon? Can you tell me what that is?
Oh.
It looks like Mickey and a kid. Like a kid Mickey.
Mickey Bottoms, but I don't know about the top. It's weird. It's kind of mixed with an alien.
It's got X's for eyes.
Yeah, all of his stuff looks like that.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Why does it have four ears on each side?
Where is it at? By Campus Martius?
Yeah. Sculpture.
So that is, what's his name? Had to okay that, right?
Dan Gilbert.
I think
he
bought it.
Yeah, Gilbert bought it. Yeah, that's right.
It's called Waiting by internationally renowned Brooklyn-based artist Brian Donnelly, known as Cause. Can we see the comment? Are there comments for this? I think there's a story.
That's a great name.
Waiting showcases a parent child in a moment of pause. No, those aren't parent. We don't have four ears on each side, or we don't have X's for eyes. I wouldn't think that was a parent child. In a moment of pause is composed of more than 2 tons of bronze with a black patina finish. It features a figure known as Companion. Whatever.
If you have to, how come they couldn't put the RoboCop one there?
That would have been better.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Looking for man on the street. There's got to be some man on the street.
Yeah, it was a big story yesterday. I know Channel 4 was doing a story, and they seemed to indicate.
Yeah, you know what? Jason Colthorpe was talking to people on the street yesterday.
I got some.
There's still that song, man.
With the elephant reactions.
Very odd.
It has nothing to do with Detroit.
It was like Mickey Mouse.
With the elephant mixed.
Right.
It's just weird. And why don't they have eyes?
I think it's beautiful. I was excited to come down here.
In the rain.
Yeah, in the rain.
I'm just really excited for the progress that the cultural and the creative districts and
such as
been making.
What are you talking about?
You think they're running for Miss USA?
Oh, man.
Whatever. Huh. Alrighty.
I think the answer should be, who cares?
3 week.
Huh. Hey, I gotta show you guys something before I leave here.
What?
I got to show you something. It's like a quick show and tell.
Did you miss first pitch?
Yeah, I missed a couple innings.
Man, your daughter just hit a grand slam. I just got a text.
I hope so. This is my boy, Holvik. Remember the rushing sales guy that works for me? Works for us now?
She just two-bounced one to first base.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
He went to the Motor City Comic Con, and he brought this back for me.
Margot.
He brought Margot Kidder back with a sticker on it. It has her autograph.
Wow, what a cute picture.
Isn't that a great picture?
Yeah, it's a great picture.
I love that. I'm going to frame that and put it on the desk.
Oh, what a body on her.
Did you see the pictures of Val Kilmer?
Thank you, Holvik.
No.
Yeah, he looks bizarre.
Oh, can you put one up?
So bizarre. Yeah, just search Val Kilmer Comic Con.
There's news on Margot today, too. That's,
oh, no.
Rather really distressing.
Sad. Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Her final days... She's been known to do this in the past. She lets trouble people stay in her house. And she met some,
the article.
I don't know where, But she met some troubled kids and let them stay in her basement. And they built a meth lab. There was a meth lab in her house.
Okay.
And they robbed her.
They robbed her, stole her jewelry, stole her silver, all her valuables.
Did she do meth with them?
I don't think so. Like it said she did a lot of drinking, though. Margie was a real bad judge of people. Environmental activist Louisa Wilcox said using the name of the Superman star was universally known by around town. Towards the end, I went around to help her with her medications. I couldn't read the instructions on the bottle because the ink had run. She told me that was because she had to hide the pills in her bra to stop these guys from stealing them.
Nice guys.
She became a target for Livingston's meth scene. Oh, boy. Ed Wilcox has been friends
with her. She had to have done meth then.
They took her jewelry or silver, anything they could get their hands on. There's a famous picture with Jesse Jackson with their arms raised that she had. I don't think it's so famous.
Why did they steal that?
I just hope that is safe, but I don't know. Yeah, why would they steal that? It has no value. If they stole it, I hope they try to pawn it because they'll get nothing. She hadn't realized what was going on. She couldn't understand why these strange cars were turning up at her home at odd hours of the day and night. Another close friend.
She might be the only person that's ever helped out a strange meth head by letting him stay at her house.
Well, they built a meth lab in her basement.
Insane.
Confirmed she'd been victimized by a lot of losers, but said her heavy drinking also contributed to her downfall. Her favorite tipple was cheap rosé wine. That was nice of him to point out. She was never a dull or boorish drunk, just a little crazy. That's how she medicated. Her habits were getting the better of her. She'd go on benders and drink too much and call radio stations. I'm kidding. But from what I heard, she was recovering from one of those, went to sleep, and never woke up again. I hauled her into rehab any number of times, most recently a couple years ago, but she never really stopped drinking. Ugh. She collected a huge library of books for a school of children of the protesters who had traveled from all over the country. She took a U-Haul full of books to North Dakota, was unprepared for the bitter cold. All she had was a tent, sleeping bag, and Jake, her 150-pound Great Pyrenees. She didn't want to die there. It was just so cold. What the fuck?
You remember the, I can't think of what it's called, but the pipeline protests?
Yeah.
That's where he's talking about.
Wilcox said she and her husband, David Madsen, left Livingston for 6 weeks this winter. When she returned, she found Kidder had lost some 40 pounds. She was the ever-shrinking woman.
Oof.
But she's still dedicated to numerous progressive causes she devoted her life to, working for days on end with no rest due to her bipolar condition. I call it Margie Land. Her life was chaos. It was terribly tragic. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, that's too bad. That sucks.
They had all those nice memorials for her at the Motor City Comic Con this weekend.
Yeah. No, she was... People, they loved her at the Comic Con. She had a lot of fans.
There's Val Kilmer. There's worse pictures than that, though.
Let me see.
That one, he actually looks... He looks like a wax figure of himself there.
Yeah.
Let me find this.
Didn't he have... Wasn't he sick? Didn't he have cancer?
Yeah.
Cancer,
that's
right?
That's the thing.
He had I think it was throat cancer. Yeah. And they said that he... does not believe in conventional medicine. He prefers...
Well, that's a good idea.
He gets a bad rap as Batman, by the way. He wasn't a bad Batman.
I don't know. That wasn't the very best Batman.
No, but
it was better than Clooney's Batman, I think, but...
I don't think he was bad.
But he's definitely behind Michael Keaton and Christian Bale. And
He's better than that Adam West guy.
Adam West is number one, of course.
Yeah.
Than everyone else.
So apparently he... believed in holistic treatment.
There's some pictures
until
of him.
Things got. Oh boy! Oh Jesus!
Yeah.
Well, apparently he late in the game started getting treated by real doctors.
Yeah, real medicine.
And he was still having trouble talking.
Look how bizarre he looks in that one.
I know.
Sick.
He looks like
Iceman.
Does he look like Johnny Cash?
Yeah, he does.
Mixed with a womanly Johnny Cash.
That's a weird look, for sure. Wow, what a shame.
His hair's all gray and stuff, so he's not in the best of health.
Hey, at least he showed up for Comic-Con.
They say he's getting better.
I hope so.
I mean, he was really apparently in a pretty bad...
How great was he in Tombstone?
It was good.
Phenomenal.
I thought he was pretty good in Heat.
Yeah.
And, as Goose's partner? No, he wasn't Goose's partner. He was Goose's rival. Cruz and Goose's, wait,
yeah.
What are their nicknames?
Iceman.
Iceman and Goose. Oh, he was Iceman, that's right. Iceman, how could I forget?
Maverick and Goose.
Yeah, from Meet the Parents, you should know that.
He was great in Real Genius. Has anybody ever seen Real Genius?
In Willow.
Willow.
I did not see those. Maz, before you go, though, I have to point out that there is JFK news today.
Oh, yeah.
Madame from France is writing a book, and she apparently received $5,000 from JFK in 1961 for a Jackie lookalike prostitute. He was in France on U.S. business and apparently had a terrible headache.
Well, there.
And he needed a prostitute.
That's a lot of money in 61.
It's not cheating if it looks like your wife.
Yeah.
How hot a whore could that have been for $5,000 in 61?
He wanted his wife's looks, but she must have been. She must not have been a great great in bed.
Well, he told
maybe she wasn't great in bed.
The 23-year-old told the madame that his wife was more interested in fashion than sex.
The madame or the madam?
The madam.
Okay.
The madam? What are you? Madam? I don't know. What do you call
him? Wait, is this the one? Madam? Is this the one he got back at her for nailing the Fiat guy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Plenty of chicks in Europe that line that she just wasn't interested in sex.
Well, the amazing thing about the story is that he apparently passed along that he wanted to nail an actress named Anouk Amy, who was a very seductive, more sexual version of Jackie. People referred to her as looking like Jackie Kennedy. And I guess he just thought if he said, hey, look, I want to nail, I would like to nail, I have a terrible headache, I'd like to nail
my back,
Anouk Amy, the actress who was so successful and looks like a more seductive, sexual version of Jackie.
She kind
of
does.
But, and they said, well, she's not a prostitute. Well, I would still like to nail her. I've still got a headache. I don't care if she's
damn president.
Prostitute or not.
Damn it.
It's crazy how much she looks like Jackie.
And she turned him down because she said he was a puerile warmonger. Otherwise, she would have put out.
She would
have. Nice heaven standard.
Is that where Bobby came in?
If I had not participated in Vietnam, I could have got rid of my headache with a Anouk Amy. Let me see her.
Oh, she's up there, too.
Yeah, all these.
Damn it, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot.
Was she an actress or is she just a model?
She was an actress.
Let's see if she's on Mr. Skin.
Did she do any porn?
And she is.
She is?
Yeah, with great nudity, according to Skin.
Shut
Here it. She is in Justine in 1969.
Great soundtrack.
There's her boobs.
No wonder JFK wanted that. He probably saw this first.
He was already dead.
Oh, shucks.
Justine.
What a stupid movie.
Looks like Rochelle from Seinfeld.
From Melinda Minsk.
Yes.
Now she's leading a horse totally nude. She's nude, so is the horse. Actually, the horse has more on.
If she wasn't nude, I don't know why anyone would watch that movie.
It's romantic.
That's the reason.
I know. It's not like a Hugh Grant movie.
Hey, one movie. Jeez.
One.
About a boy. He's got a cameo.
We've been through this. You've seen plenty.
I've seen a few. It doesn't mean I'm a Hugh Grant
fan.
Almost
every
You've
single
seen
one.
Them all.
I have not.
Here's a still picture of her jumping in. He can do better. Is that from 1949?
What?
Okay.
Nice.
She party all right.
Nice. Okay. She could have definitely removed this headache. She would have sufficed. She was strange. As long as it's strange, the headache disappears.
Send Marilyn in if she can't do it.
No, had her before.
I know, but she's
if
always
I didn't
willing.
Have a headache, she would do.
She's always willing. Where's Peter Lawford?
If I had a stomach ache, I would take Marilyn. Let me explain why buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInTheD.com is different, way different than any place else. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for $3 a month or a half a Subway sandwich.
They sure would.
That's still smarts.
That's still.
It stings.
It does hurt.
You think that guy's getting an extra sub sandwich every month?
I think he is, and he's sticking it to me.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm surprised he doesn't send you a bite of it in the mail just to stick it up your ass.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Or after it's been
digested.
We believe it's about people, both customers and employees. Happy, satisfied employees generate very happy, satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy makes it work. A well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal with your friends at Zot. Shop around if you must, then come see the people at Zot. While you're there, play some foosball, get in the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, kick back, enjoy a good cup of coffee, and friendship from your dealer that genuinely cares, only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And one of our listeners bought two Ram trucks.
Nice.
At Zot.
Nice.
Wait, that's at Dodge.
Yeah, red. Zot Dodge.
Dodge Ram. Dodge Ram. Is that Dodge?
It's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
You got the Toyotas, the Dodges, Chrysler.
Chrysler.
Yeah.
Jeep.
Jeep. Yeah, Jeep. Jeep's always happening, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. People and love them. They love the Wrangler. Like, we have a couple of used ones. People love them when they come in.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, they love those, the looks of those Wranglers.
I used to have one.
Did you have a top on it?
Yeah, soft and hard.
Oh. If somebody gets their POS car into Zot Ford, they can get $2,500 for
it. They can. Just roll it in. Just get it to me.
Yeah, it sounds super hard.
Well, it's come and see me, and we'll get you at least $2,500 for your trade or more. Only good till next Friday, June the 1st.
Alrighty.
Breaking news. What? With Ward.
What happened?
There's an interview with Michael, the 30-year-old millennial.
Oh, excellent.
The Daily Mail caught him leaving court and has an excerpt of an interview. Which
That's
is
the cool. guy who won't leave?
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you feel like, are you taking this to court for a larger idea of, like, parental rights and what they're able to
no,
do? Or is it
he's
just,
being a dick.
Or is it just, like, on a personal matter?
No, it's, well, when you handle any case, it's inclusive of everything. So it was inclusive of everything. What I'm doing is inclusive of everything. I really can't comment on too specifically on what more it goes into. I was trying not to do much of a comment on anything, but I was so outraged that
outraged.
Yeah. How old are you?
30.
So, I mean, I have a feeling that this is going to probably be, you know, hits the national news. It's going to be wrapped up into millennials and that sort of thing. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I've gotten a lot of communique from conservative people.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they find out that you're standing your ground, they're just like, you know, I guess that's not the liberal millennial that I thought I was dealing with. But that, you know, I have had people reach out to me from that are very conservative.
Yeah. Yeah. Any groups or anything like that have reached out to you? Or?
Court.
No.
That was a stupid asshole.
That's your parents, you dummy.
My God, could you imagine living with that ass?
That's his room stinks.
I wonder if he has any pictures up there. Hey, posters and stuff. Football pennants.
No, he's a loser.
Well, it probably is the same room he had as a kid. Yeah. It's probably the same stuff.
What's wrong with that?
There were two R. Kelly stories, and Jim DeRogatis did refer to the one of them yesterday. But
you had Al DeRogatis yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Jim,
Jim DeRogatis.
I like calling him Al DeRogatis, if you don't mind.
Who's that?
It's okay.
He's the former AFL broadcaster.
Who Howard used to talk NBC. About all the time. Yeah. Al DeRogatis.
And Kirk Gowdy. I got to go, guys. My kids are down 3-0 already.
Okay, man.
Wait,
you're only
what?
Part-time.
St. Joan Trail's 3-0 already.
Oh, well, what? Game's over. Just stay.
Yeah, but they've been down 2-0 the last two games, so hopefully they can come back.
Hey, get out of here.
All right.
It's a championship, right?
Yep.
Hey, get out of here.
Good luck.
Get out of here.
Good luck.
You'll be there in town for the celebration.
I hope so.
Do you take them to Dairy Queen if they win?
No, we're going to Andiamo's in Grosse Pointe.
Even if they lose?
Andiamo's. Andiamo's, Cervente. Win or lose.
What, for dinner?
Win or lose?
Win or lose.
Where's the motivation in that?
Well, we got a party one way or the other.
Who finances the dinner?
Well, I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
We're all taking care of it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're throwing
Andiamo's,
it?
Man.
Well, it's not Andiamo's. It used to be Andiamo's. It's Cervente Trattoria.
Oh, why does the story always change with you?
I said it's Andiamo's Cervente.
Yeah, but then you said it's not Andiamo's.
It's not owned by them anymore. He owns it on his own, Joe.
Sounds Cervente. Pretty highfalutin to me.
Oh, so you know the owner?
Yeah, we know Joe.
So is he comping it?
Joe's a great guy. No, he's
not. Do you think there's a letdown?
He takes care of us always.
Do you think there's a letdown because they know they're getting dinner anyway?
Yeah.
No, they have not thinking about the dinner.
Win.
They want to win the championship.
What do they get if they win over losing?
They could order whatever the hell they want if they win.
Oh, so what are they getting if they lose?
Will they order from the kiddie menu if they lose?
If they order from the end, they get the kiddie menu if they lose.
PB&J's.
Hey, I'll keep you posted. Now, listen, I'll be back soon, right, as soon as the game's over, so you guys are going to pause.
Yeah, we're going to pause.
Okay, good.
We're going to pause in just a minute.
All right.
All right, Maz.
All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Good luck. Thanks for stopping by.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Okay, I'll call you in a bit.
Okay. Cool.
Wait for me.
All right, we will.
Brandon,
we already stopped.
Wait for me.
Hey,
we're not recording.
Joey, don't
get out of my house.
No one's hearing any of this.
I don't know why I'm talking to the microphone. We're not recording anymore.
No one's hearing any of this.
Bizarre. See you, Maz. R. Kelly had a suit against a Georgia venue for he claimed he was paid $100,000 less than he was supposed to be. His attorneys quit the case because they said there were ethical reasons they did not want to represent R. Kelly.
And, I quit!
And those are?
They didn't say, but he didn't replace them, so he didn't... He essentially didn't respond to his own suit, so they threw it out.
Oh, because he didn't show up.
Yeah, he didn't show up, and his attorneys didn't show up. Then
wow, wouldn't you love to eat... Well,
yeah.
Attorney, client, privilege, so...
Mm-hmm. And then the sexual assault, this might be an important case for what's going on with him. The girl says she was knowingly infected with herpes. Interesting that he knowingly infected her with herpes. She also said she was sexually assaulted, and I couldn't help but notice what Jim said yesterday about TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
The fact they said, well, she's not with him, so nothing going on there.
Yeah.
And Jim refuted that and said that's, of course, ridiculous, and that TMZ... Why would they give him the benefit of the doubt?
Because his reps are probably repping other people, and it helps them make news.
I know. It's just amazing, though, how many people will enable someone committing crimes like this against women.
I like the TMZ show. I find it entertaining for bad reasons and good reasons. True. But I never once see them as a legitimate news organization.
No, they're horrible.
That's why we laugh at how they litigate every story in the live version.
And the conclusions that Harvey comes to, like, you know, those three guys beat the shit out of that guy who wanted a Cardi B autograph. And he says, oh, the first two guys that beat him up, no, nothing's going to happen to them. No jury will convict them.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's backing up. And they punched him, and then they kicked him on the ground. Anyway, it's so stupid. But
I know. Can't we just look at the video and laugh at how stupid everybody is in it?
Yeah. So, anyway, it was interesting on TMZ. She said she was sexually assaulted by him as well, multiple times. And, of course, the girl immediately points out on TMZ that, well, if she was sexually assaulted, why did she go back to him? You know, so it seemed as though there was a little defending of R. Kelly even within this ridiculous story. She also said she was locked in rooms for punishment.
She was trapped in a closet.
Hey-o.
Hey. That she had to call him daddy. She was raped multiple times. And
did you see her on CBS this morning?
I didn't. No, I heard she was interviewed. How was it?
I'll see if I can find it again.
Was she credible?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they all sure say a lot of the same things.
Of course, he filmed them having sex and locked her up, locked her in a van for 8 hours.
I would think someone would get a search warrant for his residences and get these videos. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, he has videos of all of his sexual activity. It would seem if he's really is into underage women, as he says. Well, they already have one video of him. It didn't do any good, so I don't know. You know, maybe they just feel like it's a... Like a lot of these cases, but when someone does this so many times to so many people, and the story yesterday about the cops in Chicago being friendly with the security guards for R. Kelly, why can't he just produce these girls for the parents just once? Really? That can't happen?
Here's the interview.
To disclose a sexually transmitted disease. She also accuses him of sexual battery. Kelly is one of the most successful R&B singers of all time. His multiple chart-topping hits include Bump and Grind and I Believe I Can Fly. And he's no stranger to controversy. After a series of sexual misconduct allegations by former girlfriends, several music streaming services, including Spotify and Apple, removed Kelly's songs from their featured playlists.
He's getting more plays on Spotify now.
Online is called
Even though he's removed.
Yeah, well, from playlists.
I remember L. Kelly.
Good morning. You know, this woman, Faith Rogers, says that she was in a relationship with R. Kelly when she was 19 for nearly a year before leaving. During that time, she says Kelly instructed her to call him daddy and would lock her up for hours at a time. Rogers says he even introduced her to one of the five women Kelly allegedly said he was raising.
Raising.
He's like, here's my number. Take it. Text me a picture of you so I know it's you with your name.
20-year-old Faith Rogers says in March of last year, she met R. Kelly in San Antonio at a party after his concert.
He was older than me, and that was a red flag, you know.
Did you look at him as a 50-year-old man at the time?
Not at all. Even being around him, he doesn't act his age. And you feel like I'm chilling with somebody I went to high school with.
Well, he can't read or write, so.
Wow.
After 2 months of phone calls, texting, and FaceTiming, she says R. Kelly flew her to New York to attend one of his shows and even paid for her hotel.
Stop playing his
clips.
The
morning after the performance, she says Kelly visited her room.
Oh, he turns on all the lights, and he's like, take off your clothes. And he says it, you know, with authority in his voice, not just, you know, he's demanding me to do this. And I didn't take off my clothes because why would I? Just wasn't ready. Sex isn't something, you know, I'm ready for it.
According to Rogers, she ultimately submitted to having sex and alleges Kelly recorded it on his iPad without her consent.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he has those iPads and he just keeps buying new ones.
No. Yep.
He has this type of like intimidation right off the bat, you know, so I was just waiting for it to be over.
What happens after that? What sort of conversation did you guys have?
He comes over and he starts like rubbing the side of my face. And he asked me how old I was. And I told him. And he's like, you know, if you're really, you know, 16, that you can tell daddy, right? And he was like, you know, you just look about 14, 15 or 16.
Rogers, who was 19 at the time, is suing R. Kelly for sexual battery and willfully, deliberately, and maliciously infecting her with herpes. And she claims Kelly mentally, sexually, and verbally abused her. She believes the now 51-year-old Kelly pursues teenage or underage girls and lures them into engaging in sex acts. In April, she filed a criminal complaint with the Dallas Police Department and says under their advisement, she recorded a phone call with Kelly, hoping he would admit to knowingly giving her an STD.
He knows this.
But what about my situation?
I don't know about no situation. I don't never talk about nothing to nobody on phone.
Don't ever talk about nothing.
I don't care what the situation is.
Rogers claims Kelly also routinely locked her
negative.
In a van.
Don't never
first
talk to
time,
me.
I was left in the car
Nobody.
For a total of 8 hours that night, and the child lock was on the car.
Child lock.
Rogers believes
locked
Kelly
the car
was
for 8 hours
to join a group of women she says he lives and travels with.
He goes on to tell me that he raises 5 women. Some of them have been with him for 15 years, and he basically was trying to make it seem like it was a family thing. He described these women as being his family. Then he goes on to tell me, you know what, I love you because you remind me of them.
She claims she had a brief conversation with at least one of those women, Joycelyn Savage.
My daughter's severely brainwashed. She's
in July of 2017, Savage's parents held a news conference asking authorities to remove their daughter from Kelly's home.
So we just want him to release her and let her go on with
Serious
her
issue,
life.
Shella thought their lawyer has a pretty sweet Bluetooth headset.
Being
cool,
by Kelly
during the press conference.
To perform sex acts
looks like a Madonna mic.
Cult. But Savage denied those claims to TMZ.
I'm in a happy place with my life, and I'm not being brainwashed.
For decades,
that's
there have
what
been
someone who's brainwashed would say.
R. Kelly and his relationship with underage girls. In 2008, he was acquitted on child pornography charges. Prosecutors alleged he made a sex tape with a girl around 14 years old. A 2017 BuzzFeed investigation describes 3 women who say they were sexually abused by Kelly and were part of a sex cult. Kelly has long denied these allegations. A social media campaign to mute R. Kelly led to promoters canceling a concert in Kelly's hometown of Chicago last month. He reacted on Twitter.
Never heard of a show being canceled because of rumors. Hope you guys, you know, don't put that on me.
Despite nationwide protests at shows, the three-time Grammy
winner
is still performing.
I've always thought he looked like just a bad guy. I can't even explain why I think that.
Yeah. Well, everything about him is sex.
What was it about him that kept you going back?
It's not like all the time he was just, you know, this devious person. There's been times where he's, you know, crying and he's telling me, you know, about
his children,
about his ex-wife, comparing himself to Michael Jackson and how, you know, how the media
a lot of similarities
him
there.
And he felt like that's what
Both
was
pedophiles.
Going on in his life.
Why file the lawsuit?
I want it for girls like me who are going to run into him in the future, and he's going to do the exact same thing, but it could get worse. You know, I chose to walk away. What about the ones who don't walk away?
Pretty heavy.
Step one. Because those ones that are still there, they're sounds like they're adults.
They flashed a lot of the text messages, but I don't know if there's anything incriminating in those.
Could you read them?
No, they flashed. Like, see if I can try and pause them. What a nice guy.
Yeah, need something?
I don't know nothing about no situation.
I still don't know why. I don't know. It's hard to explain why so many people fall for this shit. I mean, here you're hearing it, been hearing it. After 2008, when that trial went down and everyone knew it was him in that video with a 14-year-old girl, why would anyone? These are fans of his. They want music careers. Unfortunately, it gives them immediate defense. They just big shakedown. And of course, all his fans repeat that. Oh, they just shake him down for money.
This one text that he showed is a group text with four people.
Is he giving orders to his bitches?
It says, good girl. This is him writing. I think it's him writing. Could be anybody in the group. Good girl. Three heart emojis. Picture of him. I love something. Then she sent a picture. She calls him daddy.
Oh, Jesus.
In the Uber, daddy. Just got to the house. Banana emoji.
Daddy.
Then it looks like it says dressed. And then the next response from him is, daddy coming now!
How's he spell coming?
C-O-M-I-N-G.
Well, he can't spell, so somebody else obviously spelled it.
Well, it probably autocorrect. Daddy, I just have a lot going through my head sometimes, and it's not your fault. It's mine. I'm embarrassed to say everything, but I'm going to fix it. I know you just wasn't time to be. And then, tell me more than tell me everything, and I mean, if you can't talk to me, then what is this? Tell me more than that. Tell me everything, and I mean it. If you can't talk to me, then what is this? Did you follow that?
Yeah.
That's the real R. Kelly trying to express himself.
Okay.
This will go nowhere.
I know.
This will get thrown
probably
out.
Probably. Yeah, get thrown out. I don't know. The herpes part might be.
Wait! If she can prove that it's from him.
Yeah. Well, maybe she can. I don't know.
She even catches the nasty BD.
There was intrigue in that part of the suit more than anything else. The short man syndrome.
Yeah,
we're just talking about this. Yeah, this being the it seems to be the last discrimination that is allowed and that no one seems to have a problem with. And scientists confirm smaller men act more aggressively to make up for their lack of height.
It's basically just a just being a bully.
Nice going, scientists. Thanks for nailing short guys one more time. It seems short men do act more aggressively.
He's just a little guy.
Research has used a money-sharing conundrum dubbed the dictator game, which tests how fairly individuals treat each other. It typically consists of two individuals, with one given a quantity of money which they must offer a portion to a rival, even if the amount is zero. They found that smaller men responded more aggressively when competing in the psychological test, so long as there were no repercussions. Is this really a good test? I don't know. The shortest men in the study, at around 5'7", kept 14 chips for themselves on average. The tallest men just kept 9.
Oh.
6'6". It's probably smart for short men to be like this because they have less opportunities to get resources, lead researcher Jill.
That's a jumping to a conclusion.
Why is that okay, though? They're suggesting that short men have less opportunity because of their height.
They break down like CEOs tend to be taller, leaders tend to be taller.
Well, yeah. I'm always surprised at how many women say
it's kinda like how
they like tall men or they don't like short men.
Yeah.
Although there certainly are plenty that don't care.
Society apparently puts a value on it, just like they put a value on attractive women.
Yeah. No. Studies have shown tall people are wealthier, more successful at work, healthier, and even enjoy better love lives than their smaller counterparts. A 2004 study by Timothy Judge found tall people earn more. Calculated every inch of height added $789 to someone's annual salary every year. That means on average, a worker who is 6 feet earned $5,500 more than someone who is 5'5". When author Malcolm Gladwell pulled the management of the top U.S. companies, found 58% of chief executives were at least 6 feet tall compared to just 14% of the population. Oh, only 14% of the population is 6 feet tall? I didn't realize that was an exclusive company.
The population, the whole population of the United States?
14% of the population.
Hmm. I didn't know if that's that population or the executives.
The taller U.S. presidential candidates won 17 times, the shorter candidates 6 times.
Science.
Other studies have shown tall
men. Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
Talk about a small sample size.
Tall men are more likely to find a long-term partner, and taller teenagers have more dates. Short people are also more likely to be. But Why isn't there outrage over this?
Well, you want equality for short
people? Yes. Yeah. Why should they be? Shouldn't they be? Shouldn't people who are screaming for equality and equal pay be screaming for short guys
for
too?
Short people.
Yeah, diversity. All these executives are tall, tall assholes. I'm just saying.
I can't believe you just pointed that, Brandon.
Were
you in here when I said that earlier today about it?
No, I don't know. Maybe not.
I said the one story I want to hear nothing more about is the story about Brandi Chastain's stupid plaque.
Oh, my God.
Like her.
That is everywhere. The worst plaque.
So what?
I know. Who cares? Why does she have a plaque is my question.
That's the first question.
Wait, does she have a statue or a bust or something?
It's like the Bay Area Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame.
And Brandi Chastain.
Yeah. And they gave her a plaque, and it's
really, go see that.
It's so bad.
It looks like Mickey Rooney. Archie they were comparing to Mickey Rooney. Gary Busey was the closest one I saw.
Who cares?
I'm more intrigued by why does she get a plaque?
Because she took off her shirt after she won the World Cup. Cool.
Does Joe Montana have a plaque?
For the Bay Area? Hmm.
Dwight Clark have a plaque?
What's the name of the thing, Brandon?
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's there's probably a lot of people in there. So why did this become a thing? Did she put it online and make fun of it or something?
I have no idea how it came out. I think it looks like her.
Someone just saw the picture like and thought looks it looked great. Insane.
They're going to redo the plaque.
Who's paying for it?
This is just as dumb as the Ronaldo bust that everybody had been out of shape. Who cares?
Remember the Lucille Ball statue?
That one I cared about.
And yes,
that's in a public place.
Joe Montana was inducted in 1999.
Okay. I'm sure Dwight Clark's in there too.
Hey, you know what? Now I'm looking at a picture of Brandi Chastain in front of it, and next to it is Tim Hardaway. That doesn't look like him either. No one's up in arms about Tim Hardaway's bust.
Dwight Clark was inducted in 2011.
I wonder how this started. It seems like she would have had to bitch, because who would care? Who even covers the Bay Area Hall of Fame? Is it really a big deal?
I mean, the Michigan Hall of Fame,
you know, people are running around complaining about plaques.
We're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
People are complaining in Michigan?
No. Hall of Fames? No, not at all.
There was a story today about Starbucks is actually working. They're still working on their new policy because they announced it. Anyone can come to Starbucks now. You don't have to buy anything, and you can use the bathroom anytime. You don't have to buy anything.
How about this, Starbucks? Shut up, figure it out, and then let everybody know instead of throwing it out there every month or every week and then changing whatever your
I'm so confused as to why would a business ask people to come in that don't want to use the business? That's first of all, this is an invitation to any homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
On a cold winter day, I would think the place would be full of homeless people. Mm-hmm. How do you kick them out?
You're not allowed to.
The other problem is loitering laws, but I guess they're just saying they don't care.
Okay, the policy, they announced the bathroom thing, like, was it 3 days ago?
Yeah.
4 days ago? Anyway, people are already complaining that people are hogging the bathroom who aren't customers. Apparently, Starbucks bathrooms are very popular places for people to shoot heroin.
Oh, I believe it.
I totally believe it, because where would you go? McDonald's, Starbucks? I mean, that would be the kind of place
McDonald's,
you would go. Yeah.
When I've seen it when I was working there.
Oof.
Oh, really? That long ago?
Oh, yeah.
Because heroin wasn't that big then.
In the early 90s?
You were working at McDonald's in the early 90s?
I graduated high school in 94.
Okay. Heroin's bigger now.
It's having a great decade, heroin.
It is. Heroin's hot.
I know.
Which is the first thing I thought of when they said bathrooms. I thought, what about people who want to do illicit things in bathrooms? Isn't that just a target? I mean, that's the problem with all these stores, just like the girl at Tim Hortons who took the shit.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons, did you hear what they said?
No.
They said, we have problems. We don't have big bathrooms. We have people that go in there off the street, shoot heroin, fall asleep, and are locked in there for... until we can pry the door open or whatever. They've had it happen multiple times. So that's why they don't like people just coming off the street and using their bathroom.
Was that lady homeless?
I don't know what her deal was.
I think I'd rather have somebody lock themselves in the bathroom for hours than take a shit right in front of the counter and throw it at me.
Well, I don't think that's a real common response, but
of course,
if someone, you know, how are these people to determine who really needs the bathroom and who's fucking around? I don't know, I just think Starbucks has set themselves up for problems.
Sorry, did you see the audio was released to the Tim Hortons?
Oh, this, yeah, this is great.
No, the audio? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a lot nicer than you would think.
Actually, it's out of order. I'm sorry.
Sorry to be pushy, but this is kind of an emergency.
I mean, there's a place a couple of blocks away that might be good.
I don't know. I really got to go now.
I mean, if it's a real emergency, we've actually been letting people shit on the floor.
Oh, really? Right over here?
Just wherever, I mean, is kind of fine.
It's coming. I got to pick somewhere fast.
Yeah, grab some napkins. Take as many as you need.
Oh, thank you. You know, a lot of places don't offer this kind of service.
Yeah, I'm glad we could help.
How about back there?
Look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you can't do it back behind the counter. I mean, like, in the general seating area is great.
Sounds good to me.
Right, sounds over there is great, for example.
All right. Would you mind if I just put this here?
Yeah, make yourself comfortable. Hold on, I got to grab the phone. Hello, Tim Hortons.
Oh, God, thank you. Oh.
Yeah, maple donuts are 50% off.
Oh, sweet relief.
If you buy two, you get one free also. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling Tim Hortons. Just toss it over.
Toss it over. Caught it. Caught it.
Oh, you're so good. Just going to tidy up here.
Make sure you get in there. Get it really nice and clean.
Oh, yeah, that was a little messier than I thought it would be. Got a little bit more for you.
Yeah, I'll clean all this up.
I feel refreshed. This is exceptional service, I've got to say.
You can give me those as well. Thank you. All right, see you later. Hey, don't forget your jacket.
See you tomorrow.
we'll link it on the site. It's kind of funny.
I'm still getting like four or five of those a day.
Oh, people sending
it? People still
send it. That's great. It's a story everybody can rally around.
Very popular. Yeah. Why not?
You can't look at that and laugh.
Do we have anybody else we wanted to call today?
Well,
Financial Hotline is still open.
There's a guy that urinated on the airplane seat. Remember, we were showing you that yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
And I still think that one picture should win the Pulitzer Prize Award. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The one where he's kind of arcing it towards the back of the seat in front of him.
Yeah, in the pocket.
That is the most beautiful urination arc I think I've ever seen. It's perfectly aimed right into the back pocket of the airline seat in front.
And we know he's just hammered. No more plane rides for you, by the way. I guarantee you he will get on another plane. I guarantee it.
He should win some kind of award for that stream. The May 17th flight to Charleston, South Carolina.
Whose number do we have? His number?
Yeah, Michael Allen Hogg.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back.
I'm sure he'll answer. Cited intoxication, unruly behavior, indecent exposure. From there, witnesses recount his alleged actions on the Frontier flight. He's 45. Nice big 45 in doing that.
He looked hammered. When you look at his face, he just kind of looks just slaughtered.
Oh, yeah. Well, the additional photos after when the stream starts weakening... There's one photo where you can just see it kind of, the stream's maybe an inch long, and he's just.
Uh-oh.
He ordered a drink after settling into seat 25E before making crude conversation about his reasons for flying to Charlotte. I would love to know what that is. He said he was physically excited to see an old girlfriend. That means he was hard. I'm hard to see my old girlfriend. Despite rebuffs.
Oh, he had a piss boner.
He continued talking prior to ordering another double vodka and repeatedly touching a female passenger on his other side, who told him to back off. Flight attendants moved him to the back of the plane shortly thereafter. That's when another passenger told the FBI she saw him take off his seatbelt and began urinating in the seat in front of him. Took a photograph of the incident. That's the one that should win the award. We got to put that on the site today. Drew and I were in tears looking at it.
Hey, there's no wiener.
Flight attendants, yeah, well, I think there is, actually.
I don't know why you can always see, like, the smallest inkling of a wiener.
I thought you could see the tip in one.
Like that dude who crossed the finish line?
Yeah.
I never saw the wiener. I couldn't really see it.
Yeah, you could.
I'm telling you, I couldn't. You just got 20/20 wiener vision, dude.
Well, you know it's there. Zoom in on that. That's a small picture, too. He looks like somebody we know.
He does.
Somebody who works at CSX.
That's exactly what
it is. The same person you thought? Yeah. Doesn't he look like somebody we know who works at CSX?
Let's see.
Here, I'll write it down.
Wait a second.
Doesn't he look like that guy?
He doesn't in his mugshot, but in this picture he does.
He does. He totally looks like him.
Uh-huh.
He was, I don't know, you didn't hear me because you were upstairs, but he was talking about how hard he was to see an ex-girlfriend.
How?
He was pumped to see an ex-girlfriend.
So he got hammered on the plane?
He was already hammered when he started talking about how rocky he was.
Oh. Wait, there's actual audio of this guy?
Well, it's in the legal filings.
He said I was hard about seeing
physically aroused. But I think we all know what
this one right here.
Yeah.
I like how you've labeled this story Pulitzer Prize.
Well, it should win.
What amazes me, though, is when somebody does this on a plane, it just seems to me so obvious that you are on the no-fly list. Anybody who disrupting a plane to me is just beyond the pale. At least no-fly list for 5 years.
I thought it seemed like, did the flight go the whole way?
I don't know. Did they just duct tape him to the seat or something?
They moved him to the front. I don't know why you want to give him a... So,
yeah, why give him a clean seat?
You're setting
seat?
A bad precedent. If you don't like your seat, just piss all over it and they'll move you to the front of the plane. St. Jones is up 4-3.
Who's giving you updates?
Who do you... The AP.
Well, you said it was 3-0 before he left. Oh, he said that? Was that him?
He said that,
he said
his
that.
His name is Michael.
Good to hear old Steve Miller.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
Alrighty.
Is not available.
Hey, Michael. It's the Drew and Mike Show. We were not calling about the pissing on an airplane thing. It's about something else. Please call us back. It's the 248 number. Thanks so much. I'm sure he'll call us back.
No, he could fall for it.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, boy.
A couple local things. I can't get over this. How this whole John Conyers seat.
The third?
Yeah. Well, John Conyers, the original John Conyers, who, you know, was... doing outrageous things to women in his office. And of course they said it was a rush to judgment and they had rallies for him. It's funny that, you know, they wouldn't have a rally for him, but you find out he's sexually assaulting all these women and then they have a rally for him. And it's so bad and it's so brutal. And there's so much that he has to say, these terrible charges have made me so ill. I can't go on. I have to give up my seat, and I want my son to have it.
Which sounded like it was a surprise to his son.
Yes, I think it was a surprise to his son. But the thing about that kills me about this when people say, I want my wife to take my seat. It's like, it sounds like the easiest fucking job in the world. If your son or your wife or your brother or your nephew or anybody can just take your job, then it's got to be a pretty easy gig.
Yeah, all you have to do is raise money, and that name apparently will raise money.
Yeah.
They took our job!
However, his... son, John Conyers III, is so lame. And of course, we saw his rap video. He's fuck this and N-word this and all. Not to mention, he claimed he had $27,000 stolen. He was driving John Conyers' government-paid car. They claimed, we only drove it on 14 days. And it was like, yeah, right. People said it was his car. Anyway, all the scumbaggery that was going on, he still has the audacity to say, vote in my son. So we can keep this gravy train going. Hoo hoo ha ha.
I paid for everything around here.
So Conyers the third. ISS that Toya T O I A. Dope culture. Via Mars. Red Cup Life. I see Hollywood famous.
Win a circle, nigga. Better million, nigga. I say. Word. Yo, another 5 AM shower. Looking at my paddock, I'll be gone about an hour.
Neat.
Clever. Time,
man, this world would be ours. My nigga Mike Dab said no pity for a coward.
How's this consulting gig going, too? I'm just on the
shore. Didn't he assault his girlfriend also?
Yeah, but he was never charged. She alleged that. He is not on the ballot because he couldn't even get the 1,000 signatures to put him on the ballot.
That's what I mean. I mean, first of all, it's ridiculous.
And he wants an exception now. Probably because he's John Conyers' kid.
Yeah, he's already been handed the job by his father who endorses him, and there are enough idiots who'll say, oh, John Conyers III, that'd be so nice if his son got his job. And all he has to do is get 1,000 valid signatures. So he gets 1,914. I mean, no sense getting 10,000 just to really, you
make
know,
sure.
Get so far over the number that there's no way.
Good for you and your father.
And they find that a lot of these signatures are for people who aren't in the district and didn't complete the form. So he really has only, well, they've debated, they said it was 905.
And he
but
wanted
then
a recount.
He appealed it, and they said, we'll give you 943, but you still don't have enough.
Still way too short.
So about less than one out of every two signatures was valid.
Yeah, nice campaign.
So now it seemed to me at that point you say, you know what, forgetting 50% of your signatures that are invalid, I think you should be eliminated because you're a bullshit candidate. Because why are you getting people out of the district? I mean, you're not even paying attention to what the fuck you're doing. You're not going to make a good representative, and your background sucks anyway.
But he's
so
got the name. But he's got the name.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So people, you're not even paying attention.
So this will vote for him.
This entitled fuck who drove a government paid Cadillac and claimed he had $27,000 worth of tickets stolen out of it, by the way, which no one could ever figure out. Well, what? Huh? What's that all about? I mean, that whole thing seemed very scammy, scummy, weaselly, somethingy. But then, not to mention the fact he was driving a government car, which was seemed to be, I forgot why they said, because Conyers reimbursed the government for, like, you know, 3 days or something.
Yeah.
Of the cost.
The 3 days he was caught.
And someone, I want to say it was his neighbor or somebody said, well, it was in his driveway all the time. Or he was always driving it for months.
Well,
as far as I knew.
They just parked it there.
Yeah, he got tickets in it. I think that's what they did. They used the day he got a ticket in it and the day he called the police and maybe 10 other days and said, yeah, that's a, we'll reimburse you $50.
All right, you ready to puke, though? Here's his response to not being on the ballot.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I'm sure he's got there's a great reason for it.
Which he released to that great PR department, Facebook. Everyone's in a rush to count me out. One, I'm not officially off the ballot because the Conyers to Congress campaign can review each signature and challenge the clerk's findings. Two, the clerk has at least 2 business days to make a determination. It can be extended until next week. Three, until there's a final ruling, there's nothing to give comment on. Even though he just gave comment.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
54 likes, 5 shares.
This stupid, entitled brat who drives a government car and I don't know where he gets $27,000 of tickets or what he's doing. It sounds like he's...
You're doing awesome!
Alice Easter says, you go, you win, we love you, stand up for your rights.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's been treated terribly by the world.
In other words,
his father,
keep grinding. Then finally, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Get out there door to door.
How pathetic.
Nothing to explain. You got this.
And look at all the losers who just immediately say, there's a seat open. Coleman Young II, Joel, a.k.a. Joel Loving. Or, I'm sorry, Joel Loving, a.k.a. Coleman Young II.
There's a comment on that post from Bodica Conyers.
Bodica Conyers? Oh, what did Bodica Conyers say?
If this is really her, but I'm kind of think it is. Then stop commenting. Who cares what they say or think? Let's get
somebody by the name of Monica Conyers.
Then stop commenting.
Can someone?
And she needs to go.
You know, I'm so disappointed that when she lost her job at 9:10 a.m., which she so earned by taking bribes and getting thrown off city council and going to prison for 3 years, that she revealed that she had a consultancy. And I so want someone to investigate her consultancy and see who is paying her money to influence politicians. Would that be her husband? I mean, look at the bullshit going on. Jesus Christ. Whatever.
This must be her Facebook page.
What in God's name is on her Facebook page?
She has a couple things where it's one of those A new game day begins, and she's playing a game online and sharing it to her Facebook page. You know, people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Nothing really. There's not much on here.
Wow.
I don't play that game.
Another item today. This is the front page of USA Today sports section. We're not a sports podcast, by the way. Jarrett Bell, the columnist, they've got a headline. NFL must stand against any anti-kneeling policy. Okay, is kneeling for the national anthem, is this something that is going to just go on forever and ever and ever, or is going to revisit every few years? I mean, really, yeah. Is this really a thing?
Until the NFL, you know, makes a rule, because there's no rule.
Well, it just seems, first of all, I don't know, should someone have to make an anti-kneeling rule? I guess maybe
apparently,
they feel they do, because
people can't handle it either way.
Well, no. People, the fans do not like this. And, I mean, it's hard for me to get away from the fact that, okay, it didn't really work. It didn't do what it was supposed to do, which was draw attention to police killing black people. It became all about, wait, you're kneeling for the national anthem. That kind of sucks. You know, here we are at home. We make our 65 grand a year or whatever we make, and you're millionaires and you're telling me how shitty everything is, and I'm here to watch a football game. And honestly, the way I look at it is, your customers hate this. And then you tell them, when they say, we don't like this, you say, you're wrong, because you are against us not liking white cops killing black people, which is not what people are saying. They're saying, we don't like you protesting the national anthem. Right, wrong, whatever. It was a bad thing. The customers did not like it. A lot of the customers. But nonetheless, is this something? I mean, honestly, not to mention the fact that players who are marginal players are having a hard time finding jobs. It's a short career. I wouldn't think it'd be worth it, honestly, unless you're a superstar. You could do it. Tom Brady can kneel all he wants. By the way, what is going on with Tom Brady and the Patriots?
He doesn't want
to go to OTAs.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't have to anymore. Yeah.
But he was all about going to OTAs, the off season. What are they called? OTAs, off season training,
official team activities.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was a big emphasizer that OTAs are very important and you must go. And now he's been making a point that somehow the Patriots are being mean to him.
Well, they don't like his guru.
Yeah, they're a little pissy about Guerrero.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame him personally. I think that's ridiculous that he would bring his own trainer and expect his teammates to go to his own trainer when the team provides all those facilities.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, he's meddling in something. That'd be like saying, it's the equivalent of saying, I have my own PR department. I'd like all the players to work with my PR department. And here the Patriots have their own office, which, by the way, knows what they're doing. Except it's even worse. You're talking about training, health, medical.
But once again, you're talking about the power he has. They could cut him if they don't like it.
Well, apparently he's protesting something because he's not showing up for OTAs. Mm-hmm. And Bill Belichick said, he was asked about it, he said, I want to talk about the people who are here for OTAs, not the people that didn't show up.
Yeah.
So apparently they're pissed at him for not showing up for OTAs. So is this thing about to blow up?
Maybe they'll bench him.
I don't understand what's going on. I really don't. Is this all about the training thing?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Well, or the Brady fact that, is why, so completely...
Why would he have to go to OTAs, though? I mean, I guess he could just show up and not do
anything. I'm sure he doesn't have to go. It's just that he has made a big deal about OTAs when he was in good standing and he was a happy Patriot, but now that he's unhappy, which I can't fathom why he wants to make a stand over having a trainer who pulls people away from the team's I mean, it's a conflict of interest. It's so blatantly obvious. Not to mention this is his side business. He has a book on training. He has a company that is involved in this. I don't know. It just seems insane to me that he really wants to make a stand on this issue. By the way, I don't think any other team is going to want that bullshit either.
With him?
Yeah.
Oh, anybody will take him.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anybody.
But do you really want his trainer treating your players? His trainer treating your players when you have a team trainer?
Man, if he gets you Tom Brady.
It's pretty fucking good.
I guess, but look at what the hassle it's causing with the Patriots. His trainer, who wouldn't treat the other quarterback, by the way, because yeah, he's Tom Brady's trainer.
Garoppolo.
I don't know. It's a horrible mess.
But he's definitely in that power position there.
I would just think any NFL team would say, we have our own training staff. We have to treat our players. There's legal issues involved, by the way. If they're encouraged or they're told, well, you better see Tom's trainer, and then something goes wrong, what the fuck?
Well,
are you kidding me?
Can't they see both?
Why?
I mean, baseball players do that. They have their own doctor, and then they...
Well, in the offseason, or... But, you know, what is it the Lions player said? Or, no, the who was talking about the player that tested positive
Alex
for drugs?
Wilson.
Yeah, he said, sure. You go to the team trainer.
Do. Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
You don't have to, but during the season, when you're training, when you're practicing, when people are getting injured in games, you want to go to Tom Brady's trainer or the team trainer?
I wouldn't want to, but you should be able to have that choice, shouldn't you? I mean, as long as they clear you to play.
I'm not aware of any player having a trainer that the team's players are encouraged to go to the player's trainer as opposed to...
Well, who's
If this is a special teams player, do you think they would provide a trainer and say, I want all the team to go to my trainer?
Who's encouraging him to go to the trainer?
Tom Brady.
Okay. So what? I don't understand what the problem is.
What if he doesn't train as well as the team's
trainer?
And
he doesn't. He's a quack.
Well, then
quack.
It's
He's
a disaster.
A
it's a fucking disaster.
It's the power of the best player in the history of the league.
Best player in the history of the league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you win all those Super Bowls, you can do what you want.
I still think they're setting themselves up for legal issues. What if a guy gets injured? He's trained improperly by Brady's guy.
Alex Guerrero.
Well, as long as their trainer clears them, their team trainer. Like they clear everybody. So they never go to the team trainer? They only go to the other guy?
I don't know. Apparently there's some problem. No, wait. Who did the article on all the problems with the trainer?
He has many different philosophies from the NFL trainer.
He's
a snake oil
right.
salesman.
He's a big he's got his own products, his own techniques that are different from it seems to me first of all, the conflict of interest is beyond anyone's imagination. It's such a conflict of interest. It's absolutely outrageous. It's a business. It's money. It's Tom Brady making money. And I don't know if this guy charges the team or whatever, but I don't know. Maybe another team would be happy to take it. But the Patriots, obviously, I'm surprised the Patriots ever put up with it.
And then cut
him. I would think, I am amazed that Tom Brady would have the audacity to say, I have my own trainer. I like the players. I like the offensive players. Apparently, there's a lot of pressure on the offensive players to go to his trainer because we're all part of this thing together. And the team trainer, I don't make any money off him. I make money off my trainer. So go to my trainer and take his products. And he makes Tom Brady sound like a nut.
He is.
Well, I don't know if because they lost the Super Bowl, maybe they're thinking his game's on the downswing. He seemed to me to be
his, kind of is.
I don't know, his stats were as good as ever, weren't they?
Are people mad at Gronk too because he didn't go to OTAs? I just think there's a lot more being made about this than it really needs.
Well, if Belichick hadn't said something, it wouldn't even be a story. Belichick specifically said, "I don't want to talk about players who aren't at OTAs. I don't want to talk about the players who are at OTAs improving themselves." Yeah.
Brady was phenomenal last year.
Yeah.
4,500 passing yards, 32 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
It's that trainer. They should make everybody go to that guy.
The most yards per game. And he's...
Well, he should train the whole
40th
league, then.
Year. That's impressive.
Belichick did say the same thing when they asked him about Gronk. Like, the same exact answer.
But Brady just was on television. He was on late night TV, and they said, "How's everything? You know, are the Patriots treating you well?" And he went, "Oh boy, that's a loaded question." He has some problem with the Patriots. 16. Not to mention the fact that
I wonder how much of that is
they dumped the quarterback of the future because Brady didn't want him on the team.
Yeah,
I mean that's Belichick was pissed off about
the
that.
The power that he has.
Well, he's misusing his power, and I think. Sounds like Belichick is sick of it.
They have Brian Hoyer now.
Yeah, and Jimmy Garoppolo is 5-0 with a bullshit team. All right. Why don't you like us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes. Our Amazon portal, please use our Amazon portal if you don't mind. My favorite things are on there. If you can buy any of my favorite things, you might as well get them through our portal. That's another thing we don't talk about that we should talk about is the fact that this Amazon thing, which has proved to be very nice for the podcast, helps a lot. And if you're buying it anyway, what the hell? Mm-hmm. But we do have a real loyal group that uses it, just like we have this loyal group who donate monthly. Even $5 a month is a great help. We have a lot of people. I don't know how many people it is, but it's a bunch of people get $5 a month. Yeah. But it adds up, and it helps defray a lot of costs. So it's much appreciated. Thanks to all of you, including the 6 new people. And thanks to the 2 people that left us.
Ooh, let's see if anybody else
We'll assume left, that they had their reasons.
Do you want me to run a
No, I mean, I'm happy they donated at all. And people that apologize for not donating, I feel really
That's
bad
fine.
People say that because
it's a joke.
If you download the podcast, you're helping us. Yeah. It is a free
Sayonara,
podcast.
Sayonara, buttface!
Oh, come on.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
Trudy's back tomorrow.
We got 1 created, 2 created. So in the last, and 1 canceled. So in the
what?
Last
another canceled?
A net 1 in the last week.
What? What the fuck?
He is a.
What did we do wrong?
He has contributed enough over the past.
What was his monthly donation?
5.
Okay. No, we won't
he
miss
contributed
you. We won't miss you! I'm kidding.
I will. Bye, Mike.
I'm sorry. I hope he's not angry at us for some reason. No, I can imagine exactly how they feel. They probably feel the same way when I unfollow people.
That's okay. Art made up for his loss.
There you go, Art.
Thank you, Art.
No, actually, and we have a lot of people that gave one-time donations too. That's all appreciated. Yeah. It all counts. It all helps. It just sucks seeing people cancel, though. You feel like you did something wrong.
Ooh, and Mary more than made up for his too. Her new monthly.
Sweet.
So thank you, Mary.
We have a lot of female donors. Very generous. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for helping. Thanks for using the Amazon portal. Thanks for liking us on Facebook. We're only like 500 away from 15,000.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a nice round number.
Where are you at on your Twitter?
9,120 or something.
All right, climbing.
I keep getting follows and unfollows.
Oh, fuckers. 9114.
Oh, I lost a couple.
Oh,
fuckers. I'm unfollowing like 10 people as soon as I get off. Fuck all of you. See ya!
Later, fart face.